you allow your feelings to get involved, your emotions enter the picture. And all of the things you profess to be you, like I said, they become irrelevant. And you begin to lose that integrity. You have to understand that. That is a very important statement, integrity.
All right, we're back.
I'm not saying you don't supposed to care for this motherfucker that's going out every night risking her goddamn life doing this, that, and the other to pay you.
Put your shit in the IRC so they know.
You're supposed to have feelings for her or emotions. You are. But more than that,
doesn't look like that one that we're supposed to have their first show tonight even showed up.
The feelings, the emotions should not have you.
They didn't even go on, and I said, I can tell I'm going to be a fan.
Guys, yeah. It's supposed to be their introduction show, and they don't even fucking show up.
Right. Integrity to an alpha man is like gasoline is to a car. Without gas in the car, it won't run.
Same thing with a goddamn
it's like that
Cadillac
with integrity an alpha man.
Carver, whatever it's called.
If you're a man and you don't have an express and exercise, execute your integrity opportunity, you will never be a real man.
I'm a woman.
Now, I got to point this out. That it's only like what I'm saying if you are willing to accept what integrity means.
This guy's boring and annoying.
Well, you think there's a dictionary definition.
Well, the thing is, he keeps fucking just carrying on. And I don't know if he's going to start taking calls or if he just enjoys the sound of his voice.
I am more concerned with the dictionary's definition of integrity. In the dictionary, it means the quality of possessing and steadfastly adhering to high moral principles or professional standards.
I don't really want
to
do this other one until I get
this. Is what integrity means as far as how I'm doing.
Should have been more than 5 minutes.
In the context that I'm speaking tonight, I don't
want to
hear no shit about no other context. I'm talking about in the context of moral high moral principles and professional standards. I'm talking about that integrity, which, by the way, is very important in the street.
He just added the colorific in.
In our business.
So he's creeping.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, and there he is. Oh, that creepy motherfucker.
Oh.
All right, people, we're going to do another one. It's kind of disappointing that first one, they didn't even come to their own show.
What are they, me or what?
Yeah. What do you think you're doing? You think you're a Brett Westwood show over here? What the fuck is your problem?
Only Brent can do such a thing. When is his showtime technically? Saturdays?
It's Saturdays, but I think he runs his time on West Coast because he's out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would hardly meet or see any of his shows anyway because it's like he'll go on midnight, 1 o'clock, and you know it's fucking 3 or 4 a.m. here.
Mm, yeah.
Hello, Sloth. No, we lost you. I don't know. I just fucking disconnected you, and we couldn't get you back.
I'm good to broadcast for however long you want. I don't work early tomorrow.
Dash, we need to set the caller ID. And CID 1-808 ba 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 ba. Thank you. Alright, so we're calling that link I just put into the chat machines. Hopefully they're there.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show. You are now in the host queue.
It doesn't even sound like these motherfuckers showed up for their show either.
Hey.
What's going on with Blog Talk? This is bullshit.
Dwight, Jag, and Sloth make a great team, yo. Yeah. Even if
now that, well, I purposely went and looked for fucking shows earlier. Now I have to go hunting.
Motherfuckers.
Because people don't want to show up to their own fucking shows, and in return, fucking my show up. Yeah, it's waiting for host to call in. Fantastic.
Hey, you talk, Kurt. What's up?
I guess once I find a show that actually wants to show up, people, I'll send another link. I'm going to check in on another one.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you just, you are now in the host queue.
Yes. Dreams do come true.
Well, that's another one that's not playing ball.
Jeez.
And the other guy, he's just rambling on for fucking ever.
We could probably get him later once he stops with
this. Yeah, I've called him before, and I don't remember how long it takes to actually get on with him. And, yeah. Shit, that one's only got 11 minutes. Seven Secrets to a Great Romance.
Ooh, I need that.
Ooh. I'm going to say that. Sex.
Probably. 7 seconds sex.
Sometimes you just gotta fucking do it, you know, just and be done.
Yep. But don't cry. Don't cry, little Jackie.
Not to me. Maybe a little anal is the answer.
Probably. Let's find out.
Yeah. Join us for 2 hours. Hang on, alright. They got 40 minutes off, and I just want to see what it's all about. And if they do calls. Call in and be amazed. Check out Barbara's site. Yeah, we'll give that a shot. We'll call and talk to this bitch named Barbara.
Barbara Streisand. Probably.
Barbara DeLong. My shit's running slow. I'm about to go kick my son off his fucking Xbox. Eating up all the goddamn bandwidth.
You better be getting those achievements.
I don't know. Yes, Lord. We'll have a talkings with this bitch. Welcome to the Church of the Machine. Broadcasting spirituality section. Spiritual intuit.
Andrew is also in Utah. Nice.
Alright, hang on, I'm just copying the number and then I'll shoot you guys the link. Good time will be had by all.
Shoot some heroin.
Yeah, make sure to use clean needles, because we do not need the AIDS becoming a problem.
Right.
You know, like herpes and hepatitis and all that shit, that's all good. We don't need that other stuff. Come on, fucking machine. Fucking machine. Machine, what was that from? Oh, yeah, fucking, what was it, 8mm? Something like that. Hang on. For some reason, my shit's just dragging like a motherfucker. Almost there. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm not even showing up for this show.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a pre-recording of nothing, and you guys are listening to it. Nothing, and you guys are listening to it.
Oh, thanks, Dash. I just played some Jeopardy music.
Asshole!
Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
You know, theoretically about
it's a
different
woman.
Things. Or, you know, of course, I didn't write. I mean, you know, you got away with from it.
Come on.
And even when I was in college, you know, because I did go to college and I would write.
You would not write.
Uh-huh.
And then?
Well, I think, you know, writing is important. And you know, it's not so much necessarily that you know what you're going to write about as so much as, you know, sitting down and actually writing
it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as journaling, I do journal. Yes, I do.
Me too.
That's
okay.
Not abnormal for me to journal. You know, what I do
journaling
with it,
I don't know what I
do with it, but, you know.
Uh-huh. Is it like an innuendo for
well,
sex
I think that,
of journaling?
That it's important that you continue that, and it feels like you should expand upon it. So that, you know, how about a blog?
Talk radio.
I know.
You are now in the host queue.
Of course, I didn't think of that. Why would yeah? But yeah, that would be good. I need to research. You know, I like to research. Research it.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that you know it's important that you know your philosophy come out, and a blog would be phenomenal. You know, and it would mean that other people have the benefit of you know those weird things that come out of you every now and then.
Oh, boy, indeed they ever, too. You are right
yeah.
about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Yes. I know.
We've
I'm sorry.
We've got a bazillion of them
right.
lining up.
Now. All right, bye.
A bazillion.
No, okay, bye,
Carol. Take it easy.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Listen, I want to say that there's a caller, and you called in, and then you hung up and called back. And I'm trying to screen you, and I'm not getting any answer from you, which leads me to believe that you're listening to your computer and not to your phone. So I'm going to come back and screen you again when the next call starts, and let's hope you're there.
Oh,
because if you're not,
yeah.
then you don't come to the call, okay? So if you call into a show like this, you should pay attention to the phone and not radio, because there's a delay. And if you're not on the phone, you won't hear the... the host trying to screen your phone.
What's Dark Stranger
so here comes
doing on this
Gidget.
Show?
Hello, Gidget.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good. How's everyone's night going?
Great.
Awesome.
Good.
Definitely awesome. Okay, so you know that I'm just going to give you what I get, right?
Yep.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Okay. I like being turned loose. It's so cool. I'm seeing an amazing pathway, and it feels like it winds all over the place. And it feels to me upon that pathway, you get confused sometimes as to knowing which direction you're going or when you're ever going to arrive where you're supposed to be. And the trick here is that it is the journey that matters, not so much, when you get to wherever you're supposed to be going. Your journey, your pathway, your spiritual pathway this lifetime is going to be very circuitous. You're going to find yourself taken in many new directions, and many new aspects of yourself and your own spiritual philosophy are going to be tapped into and expanded upon greatly. I'm feeling a tremendous amount of healing energy coming out of you. So it feels as though energy work may be an area that you might want to explore or go into. And if you are in doing energy work of any sort, that strongly I urge you to keep going, because it is something that comes very naturally to you, and I think it would be a great idea for you to expand upon that aspect of your spiritual journey and your spiritual life. I also feel that there are some new openings coming up in front of you. It feels as though there may be, you know, two or three new directions you might want to go in and explore. And basically, I would say take whatever hits you first. And, you know, you don't have to choose one above the others. You can do all of them. Just prioritize them, whichever ones are the most important for you. I feel that as you come into, especially the September-October timeframe, that there are going to be a lot of choices that you're going to have to make. I feel you doing a lot of musing, musing, M-U-S-I-N-G, and it feels as though you're going to do a lot of, you know, weighing and just trying to figure out what are the best choices for you to make. Trust your intuition, trust your insight, trust your gut, because it feels to me as though quite often you intellectualize things so much that you kind of intellectualize them to death, so that you really make the wrong choices. It's not that any choice is really wrong, but you don't make the best choice for you. There's also I feel you fishing, and I see you casting a line into a very, very deep river, and I feel you waiting for something to take your hook, and it's interesting. Your hook has no
hooker
bait on it. So chances are you're not going to catch anything with this is all imagery, and I'm pretty sure you can figure out what it alludes to. But you've been casting your line out. There's no bait on it. You're just expecting to hook something, and you need to. I see you pulling the line back in and looking at it and shaking your head and throwing it back in the water. And finally, and it feels like it's after a period of time, you understand that in order to attract what it is you want in your life, you have to put yourself on the line. You have to become the bait. And once that happens, you catch exactly what it is that you've been hoping for. I feel that there is a time here as we come more into the change of the year, like the December, January time frame, that there's major shifting going on in your life, and that you may well consider a change of venue, a change of home, and possibly even a change of job. You have an amazing energy. You are very adaptable, and it feels as though change is important for you. Sometimes you don't like the aspect of change, but you always...
Hello, 808.
Hello. I was calling to see if she had any insight. Recently, I lost my job, and I don't have any perspectives, and I was wondering if, like, she was seeing anything maybe coming in the future for me, or maybe, you know, what path I'm getting ready to go down, because my wife just left, and I'm pretty lost right now.
Do you have a name?
Oh, yeah, my name's Ken.
Ken?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the way that it works with this particular reader is she does not take questions. She mm-hmm. just gives you all the information that she's getting for you.
Okay.
So if you want to stay in queue and see what she has to say, that would be fine with me, okay? But she won't. She doesn't answer specific questions, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Ken.
Mm-hmm. Doing something and then
bitch.
Halfway through whatever the charge was, the person decided they didn't want it, or the person just, you know, died or something like that, and you continued and finished and delivered what you had promised, even though you weren't going to get paid for it. And that's where you are now. If you give your word that you're going to do something, you do it and you finish it no matter what. And that's an amazing quality. That I can take that concept back to, I can take it into Persia, where a very wealthy man commissioned a carpet to be made for his young wife. And it was the kind of carpet where you wove in with the knots, you wove in messages and symbols of love and things like that. And that was all tied into the carpet. So in many ways, the carpet became a love letter to the young wife, who he adored. And he paid you for it up front. And you know, there was a time frame, and you promised to finish it, and then you heard that he was ill, and you heard that you know, that he was not going to last, and you did your best to finish it before he passed away, but you weren't able to, and yet you did. When you did finish it, and when you did deliver it to the wife, she burst into tears because it was so beautiful. It had the sentiment that her husband had for her, and she was able to read the message that was woven into the carpet, and she absolutely she became your patron, and she made sure that you know, you never wanted for anything, and you and your family were well cared for, and you actually didn't have to work, but you continued to. And she didn't have to do that, but you didn't have to finish the carpet. You could have just, you know, finished it in your own time and sold it to someone else. But you didn't. You delivered it to the person it was meant for. And your integrity of that lifetime is the same kind of integrity you have this lifetime. You will follow through. You make a promise, you keep it. And it's an amazingly wonderful quality to have, especially in these times when everything is so strange and weird. You have a capacity to always see that the cup is half full instead of half empty. And you know, marvel at the fact, isn't that wonderful? There's room for more. And you know, again, another quality you brought from past lifetimes. You have another lifetime, and I want to take you into the steppes of Russia. And here again, there is an aspect of weaving that was going on. And you would take horsehairs and you would weave
horse
them
dick
into amazing patterns and create all sorts of objects that people could utilize. And what was so fascinating was that you were blind. And so that your choice of color and your choice of what you were doing was always appeared to be random, yet you could feel the different colors. You knew which color you were picking up. And the ability of your hands to identify things is with you this lifetime. You know, anything that you do with your hands, with your fingers, is something
finger
that you
man
can actually create great beauty with, because you have that talent and that skill. And even, you know, you don't have to look, because you just know. And you have a great deal of that just knowing about a lot of different things in your life. And oftentimes you don't pay attention to yourself. You solicit information from other people, and often it steers you wrong, and instead of going with what you just know. And if you can say to yourself, I don't know what to do, but I know what's right to do, that's what you do. And you will never go wrong. Never, 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 because your higher consciousness is so obviously a part of your consciousness in those moments that it's just profound. And to be able to say, I don't know why, but I just know this is the right way to go. And once you know that, you never look back. And it's a wonderful, wonderful quality to have, and an amazing talent to have brought forward in time. Okay?
Gosh, I could listen to you all day. You are just awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. You got your on Nightlight at Blog Talk Radio on
And you are wonderful, Chris. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You take it easy. Nice to hear from you.
Ditto.
Take care. And just press one, Gidget, if you want to keep listening. And I'm going to jump a little bit, just because I found out who my anonymous dropped twice mystery caller is, and so now they got their phone sorted out. So so now, just so you know, time-wise, we've got four more in queue and a little bit less than a half hour. So let's go get Christian. Hello, Christian.
Yeah, and Chris, I have to leave at 12 because I strangely have another show. So,
bitch.
Wow, what show are you going to be on?
I have to go listen to a show that the guy I'm going to be interviewing on Tuesday is doing.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay, so let's go 5, 10, 15, a little bit over 5 minutes each, and I'm going to butt in on you.
Okay.
Okay. On your mark, this
Hi,
is Christian.
Chris. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I have to go fast. Is that okay?
That's okay.
I'm seeing you surrounded by water. There's a great deal of water here, and water energy seems to be a very, very big part of your life. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a water sign, but there's a great deal of fluidity within you, not only with your speaking voice, but with your thinking voice. And it feels as though you are flowing beautifully. There's a tremendous current of energy that is going through you at this period in time. And I feel that things may feel as though they are being rushed if they're happening too fast and you just can't catch your breath. And you're in one of those flows, those periods of time where there's, I would call it white water. It's going so fast. And it's almost as though you have achieved what you needed to achieve on many different levels, so that life is moving fast right now for you, but it's going to slow down as you get into the November time frame. So just, you know, try to catch your breath when you get into that period of time. You have an amazing quality about you in that you do see people for who they are and what they are. You see through the masks that most people put up in front of their faces, and you are an amazing judge of character where it comes to you. Now, you don't have that same quality for other people. It's something that is just for you. And if a person is involved in your life, you are able to read them like a book. And sometimes you don't like what you read, and sometimes you try to rewrite the story, and sometimes you just ignore it, and then that causes you trouble, by the way.
I'm trying to turn it off,
so
stupid clown.
Really understand that capacity to see through people is only when it comes to you. If somebody asks you about someone else, you really don't know, and you guess, and that's not a good thing to do, because oftentimes when we guess, we're wrong. You have what I would call an amazing vision, and that means that when it comes to questions other people give you, you have not the answers for them, but you often have a philosophy or an answer that doesn't answer their questions, but it puts it back in their laps. You have great wisdom that you bring from past lifetimes. You were a prognosticator. You were a person of vision. You had the sight in many, many lifetimes. And I can't see any of these lifetimes in which you were persecuted or burned at the stake or anything like that. You always used your talent and your gifts in a very gentle way. And you touched only those people that, you know, came to you and asked things genuinely. You weren't famous, but you were successful. And it seems to me that the gentle manner in which you touch other people's hearts and souls certainly opens you this lifetime to being gifted with some very wonderful, rich friendships that have traveled through time. You're touching into other people that incarnated in your soul family, and it feels as though there are some people that you've met that feel as though you've been friends for generations, and you have been. That you're attracting back to yourself people that you've had successful relationships with in past lifetimes. And again, this is, you have a lot of wonderful, good karma coming your way over the next decade or two. And it doesn't mean that it'll be bad after that. It just means that this is where I see the wave of love and the wave of good fortune coming your way. So that while like everyone else, there will be struggles and there will be challenges, you're gonna find that you glide through them, because you understand that the challenges are only meant to open you up to a greater degree and allow you to have access to greater wisdom that you carry within. You are a gift to humanity. You're a gift to the people that are your friends, and it feels as though you're about to start working and utilizing some of those skills and talents that you brought forward in time. One is prognostication, that, you know, being able to read a person, to read a direction that person's going in. And I don't know whether or not it's something that you'll do professionally or excessively, but it's something that you always know, and it feels as though you write things down more than talking to people, and just so that you can validate that you know, I saw this, I felt this, and then this happened, so that it gives you a greater confidence but what's really cool about you is that you don't approach people and say, I had a feeling, or I have a message to give you from beyond.
I've got a feeling.
You, unless they ask you. And that has a great deal of wonderful restraint to it, and it makes you far more genuine, and it makes you a better person for everybody else. And it's a wonderful quality, and don't ever lose it, because it makes you as special as you are.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You sound like an awesome person, Christian.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'd like to think so. But I have been doing some work, and I'm always listening to Spirit, and I'm always want to know, am I doing it right? Am I doing it right?
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to ask.
Sounds
you should
like
know.
You're doing pretty good. Sounds like you're doing pretty good. So thank you very
Smoke
much.
Smoke weed every day.
For calling my show, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. I will be back.
Awesome.
Great.
You're every night, same time, same
okay.
bat.
Okay.
All right. You take care, Christian.
Thank you.
Sorry, quick on the trigger, press 1 if you can, and you can keep listening. Now, okay, so here comes Cyril. Hello, Cyril.
Hi, thank
Cyril.
You so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, this is one of us, probably.
And your
hi,
mark,
Cyril.
Get that go, bro.
Okay. Cyril, there's a lot of interesting energy around you, and it feels as though I see a lot of mystery. There, it feels like there's a lot
Carl
of
Carl Jr. Fuck
of
you.
Puzzles. There's
I
a lot
it.
Of questions. There's a lot of intrigue. You have a lot of intrigue within the energy field around you, and it feels as though Sometimes you forget who you are, and I think that past lifetimes, from what I can see, past lifetimes have a very strong influence upon this lifetime for you, and sometimes you get caught up in dreams or in daydreams, and you kind of get, you forget who you are. And it feels as though the energy of other lifetimes often is impacting this lifetime, so that there may be times when you feel that you need to make an incredible change, and you don't know why, and it has to do with another lifetime, the draw of the energy of another lifetime, another aspect of life where you were very successful, and you sort of want to repeat it in this lifetime. You know, each lifetime is, you know, past lifetimes are on a continuum, and so this lifetime is meant to be one that you go forward with instead of backwards. But those past lifetimes have skills and talents and gifts that can be added to this lifetime. I feel you're coming to a period in time here where that aspect of puzzles, that aspect of intrigue is really, really quite profound. And it, I almost feel as though there's something like politics involved. There's something like, it almost feels as though you are caught in the middle of a lot of red tape. And it feels as though it will unwind, and it will set you free, and it feels as though that's going to happen very shortly. And once that happens, I do feel that there is a move, a change, a shift for you. And when that happens, it feels as though you will be going in a new direction, and it feels as though there are going to be new lands to conquer, so to speak. I don't feel that you're going to leave the United States. I'm assuming you're in the United States, but I don't feel that you're going to be leaving wherever you are right now. But I do feel career is shifting and career is moving in another direction. You have a great deal of wisdom, a great deal of intellect, and it feels as though sometimes you would rather bury yourself in a book rather than talk with people. You prefer to be alone. It rather feels as though being alone is very important to you, and it gives you great solace when you can bury yourself in books. The gathering of knowledge, the gathering of wisdom is something that your spirit is very, very hungry for. And no matter what, it feels you're always reading. I'm feeling that in many past lifetimes, you've been one who gathered wisdom, one who gathered intelligence or wisdom. And I use that word intelligence on purpose. I think from what I can see in several past lifetimes, you were a spy. And you gathered information and then sold it to the highest bidder. And, you know, I think that's an honorable profession, sort of, if you admit what you are. And then, of course, you can't really admit who you are, because then you give yourself away and nobody will tell you anything. But you were very, very successful. You gathered information and you sold it to the highest bidder, and then you gathered more information and sold it to the highest bidder. And you know, if the information was available to you and you could sell it, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't feel you ever betrayed confidence so much as, you know, getting information and selling it to the highest bidder. In your personal life, you have great integrity. You don't play games. Unless you are threatened, and then you start playing games, and that gets you into trouble, especially with personal relationships. But I feel that there is this intrigue connected to you that is really quite fascinating. The gathering of wisdom, again, something that comes from past lifetimes, and it's something that you enjoy doing. You're meticulous. You're almost anal about it.
Anal sex.
You like to keep records. You like to keep records. I see you doing a lot of record keeping in past lives. Actually, the one past life that comes up here is a past life in Peru, and it feels as though you were someone who kept track of the food that was coming in and the money that was coming in, and you made a mistake, and when you made the mistake, you lost your life. And so this lifetime, it's hard for you to put things down on paper, because if you put it on paper, it's carving in stone. If you make a mistake, okay, you lose your life.
Oh, well,
there's a couple people sitting in queue, we're gonna get the payoff, it'll be worth it.
Energetic the forward, so that if there is a reluctance to put things down in paper, it's because at one point in time you did carve something in stone that caused you to lose your life, so that you're reluctant to do that. And yet, you gather the information intellectually, and you have an amazing mind. You have an amazing capacity to not only gather information, but put it away so that you can call on it at the drop of a hat, and you do. You had a lifetime in which you were in Europe. I'm seeing you probably about 1,200 years.
Don't let go,
Jack. And it feels to me as though at that time frame, you kept records in your head. You couldn't write things down because people were always afraid that if you wrote them down, somebody would find them out. You did work for the nobility of the time, and you memorized things, and then you went to the other court and you recited what you had to say, and then you memorized the response, and you went back so that nothing was ever written because they were afraid that could be stolen. So therefore, it was memorization. You've also there's an aspect of wars, so that, and I'm going back now hundreds and thousands of years, but I see you in many, many different situations in combat, and you know that you have been a warrior, you have been a crusader, you have been a person that fought for the underdog, and you there's an aspect of you that really likes a good fight, not fisticuffs, but words. You like to be able to win an argument, and it's important to you to have the last word, and quite often you do. And when you don't, it you stew about it a lot. But the aspect of being a negotiator, being someone who sort of keeps the peace between two parties who are not friendly with one another is very much here for you. And also the ability to keep a level head and a calm voice when other voices are raised. Very, very amazingly good quality. So you have a lot to expand into, and it feels as though there is great expanse coming as we come into the first of the year. And
never
it feels
let
after
go,
the
Jack.
First of the year, there will be a great deal more travel within your life. It feels that there is going to be a lot of whether it is to Europe or to Asia in the other direction. It feels it's a little bit of both. I feel
fine.
There's a very nice balance between the two of them. And if not actual travel, there will definitely be communication and contact on a very regular basis, because it feels that both sides are reaching out to you to sort of mediate or help to share information. So it's going to be a very interesting time next year as things begin to open up for you. Okay?
Wow. Thank you so much. That's an incredible week.
You're very welcome. Chris, are you there?
I was yakking away and I was muted. Thank you very much, Cyril, and nice to hear from you. He's already pressing one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now you can
well
press
trained.
One, okay? All right, I know, right? Okay, and here comes Queen. Hello, Queen.
Damn it.
Hi, little lady.
Hi.
Good evening.
Queen.
Hi.
That's what I said, Carl Sanders. It does kind of sound like DS.
Okay. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant colors keep coming up here. I almost see a kaleidoscope. And it does feel as though in many ways the bright colors are touching into and energizing the chakras. I feel that you're at a time here where there's a lot of energy coming in and a lot of information coming in. I feel that also that you most probably are from time to time a little bit run down because you aren't real sure of you know just where all your energy has gone. And what I'm feeling is that during your times of sleep, you're doing so much astral traveling and so much learning and gathering of information that by the time you come back into your body hasn't had the time or the energy or the ability to gather enough of the vital energy back again to keep you going. So I would say that a lot more water is important for you. It feels as though the bright colors are really kind of cool because I see them as feathers. I see them as gemstones. I see them as just energetic rays of light. It's not a rainbow, but it is ribbons of light I'm seeing, and they're the different colors. And it feels to me as though you are weaving a new pattern of energy for your life. You're weaving a new pattern, a new portal in order to utilize
the new,
it for your own
interdimensional
travel.
They're not bad. They're pretty good.
You want to do.
That sounds really fucking
but you are
good,
weaving a new.
It's the, one of the new bold flavors
you're
they put out.
A portal comes up, so you're weaving a
There's
new portal
the,
through which you will be
yeah,
able to
buffalo
travel
chicken.
To
they
the
got
stars.
The fucking jalapeno,
and traveling to the stars seems to be
jalapeno
very important.
Popper one, the spice or the spicy barbecue chicken,
a lot of
and a fucking star, spicy nacho.
Star seed energy out here. And it does feel as though you're pulling that energy in. And you know, I've talked to you about writing before. I know you said you've been
too.
Writing, so
shit,
I would assume you'll
pockets,
continue to write.
Chicken.
I feel
shit
that putting, you
I'm
know, the
now.
Information that you're gathering into a book or a blog or something so that other people can have access to it is very, very important. And it feels like you have been meticulously putting things down and then not sharing them, and it's important that you start to share them because it's important
like
information, advice, and wisdom that many
me?
People can benefit from. I feel strongly that there is it's Pleiadian energy, and the way I know that is because I'm seeing Lizzie Starr, and I know she works with the Pleiadian energy. It feels to me as
Patrick
though.
Pook.
You do feel the quickening that is happening.
That's,
you do feel that there is definitely energy building, that there is going to be some sort of, I almost want to say a shockwave, and people are going to be stunned and opened in their consciousness to a far greater degree than they are now. We now only utilize, I don't know, 6, 7, 8% of our brains, and the portion that we're going to be using is going to increase double, perhaps even triple. So that some will be very comfortable with that kind of an expansion, and other people will not be comfortable at all, and they'll deny it, and so there are going to be a lot of people in denial, and there are going to be a lot of people that are saying, "Wow, I see stuff," and in many ways, you are a teacher, and you are someone who. Resonates to those that are ready to be taught and ready to be opened and helped.
So it has to be
on
us
their
and
own
Derek
pathway.
The Fairy.
And I love the fact that you have your own philosophies, but you don't push your own philosophies on other people. You help other people to expand and develop their own. And you help to guide them into areas where they can do research and find what it is they're looking for. So in many ways, you become a guide. Not to influence, but to support.
Maybe
they find out and they discover about themselves. And of course, you're guiding them on inner journey instead of outer journey. So that it's a very complicated thing, but you have an easy way of doing it. And you certainly do it, you know, through meditation, and you do it through through your writing, and you do it through your talking. And it feels as though there are new workshops
and
seminars that you'll be giving after the first of the year. So it feels that you've already started to put them together. So it's going to be very interesting to see how far that they actually.
No one's
they
told
are,
to be
back
to our chat. That's George's job. That's what he's hired for.
A new direction, a new opening that's coming for you, and it certainly won't be a surprise
George,
to you.
George, you're fucking sleeping on the job there, pal.
Any of the people around you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Queen. I'm just going to park you quick, and we have time for one more quick one. Sorry, Derek, we won't get to you, and whoever's 817, you are calling way too late to get in. And here comes Ken. Derek hung up. Doesn't take them long to bail, hey? Hello, Ken.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Have you ever been read before? I'm fine.
No,
have
haven't.
You ever had a reading before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All righty. this is kind of like, okay, I'm going to give you what I get. And bunches of people will explain stuff later. You have about you an amazing energy, and it feels as though there's great strength and great power in you. You've had many lifetimes in which you have gone to battle, and you have always gone to battle for truth. and you haven't really cared what the odds were because you always knew that you were battling for truth and that's all that was really important. This lifetime, you bring that same quality in. You believe in the truth and it resonates with you and it angers you when you aren't being told the truth, when the truth has been covered up or when the truth has just been ignored. And this quality about you wanting to fight for the truth is one that is very strong in you and it in many ways dictates the entire lifetime. And you're going to find that you are going to be drawn into some interesting situations over the next 3 to 4 months. And I'm not saying that you're going to start fights, but I am saying that you are going to speak up against injustices wherever you find it. And sometimes it will warrant a battle of words, but never a battle of swords. So that time is over and done with. You have a capacity for great
love. Are you trying to say there's a problem with my dick? Bitch, is that what you're saying to me?
Oh,
cock, fuck, you shit, know, penis, yes, cock, cock and titties, titties, fuck. Jag, do you have anything? Yes. Titty
don't
fuckers.
You have a button.
Cactus,
titty fucker, cactus.
Field Negro rapist.
Oh, yes. Gee, Jesus Christ! What was that? Who said that? Hello, dear God! Somebody get that fucker off the air. Hello. Hello, dear God. God, I wish somebody was here to touch my penis. I hope it's DS.
Well, you're doing enough of that yourself.
We're married. Oh, and we have the sex. Yeah. Okay, don't talk. This is my show now, lady. Welcome to Mop Riding with Dwight.
And Jag.
Yeah. Welcome to our blog talk show now, motherfuckers. This is our place. So, who wants to call in and get read by the...
You took over the show for a second.
Bang. You know what? I had an idea that person was a... Who is...
What?
Okay. I had a feeling, you know.
No, I
had
don't.
A feeling.
About what?
That's
yeah.
Bad.
This poor guy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You are now off the host queue.
I would have caught it, but I was screening the next caller. That was probably also a trouble.
You are now in the host
and,
queue.
Did you change your call ID?
I just went off
that's
the host
okay.
queue.
That's okay. I have the number and everything else like oh, that. No. And I kind of knew it.
Crap.
Dang it.
Wow.
Crap.
But, you
oh,
know,
no,
I should have just stayed on the call.
Whatever will we do?
And, So that's in case
change
you know
the,
they
change
could
the number.
Be,
let's call back with her number.
90 seconds. He could be using one of those caller, you know, block, you know, change the phone number. But this particular scum bucket is at 808-154-7846.
Oh no!
And so we'll find out who the registered owner of that phone number is, and we'll find out, you know, what the heck. It's probably. A spoof number, if you know what I mean. They can,
oh,
they can kind of.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
That's so sad that you know
these
they have to
are
do
chicken
that.
Chicken shit, and you know, it's really bad. And if this really is a show, then they won't be lasting too long on Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, they're gonna get us kicked off Blog
but
Talk.
In any
I'm not beating shit about this. You're fucking kidding me. Come on.
Thanks for coming, loser, and. See you later. So, sorry about that, Barbara. I shouldn't have gone and I was trying to be a nice person and told the next person, like, sorry, we won't get to you. And I should have just hung with you. Because I had that feeling, you know what I mean?
You should have hung out there. They would have got to you.
Unfortunately.
Your trollbar was off.
Well, it was on. The kind me, you know, the considerate me decided to go.
Yeah.
So anyway, my bad. I don't usually let trolls get through too quick.
She sounds Canadian.
So,
she sounds like Dark Stranger.
I guess.
They hung up. What happened? Did you hang it up, Dashie?
I didn't.
Huh. It hung itself up. Okay. Yes. We will dial that. Commence dialing, Dashie. We are now going to call Barbara on her private line and see why she didn't finish the reading.
Hi, this is Barbara. Sorry I missed you.
She's probably shitting herself.
Leave your name, your number, and brief message.
No, no, we're calling back. She ain't getting away with it.
Bitch.
She's probably disconnecting that show. Copy selection. Boom. Calling Barbara back. Come on, Barbara.
You're right, Nina.
Answer that fucking phone.
Hi, this is Barbara. Sorry I missed you.
Oh, no, that was the fuck
you. Your name, your number, and a brief message. I'll get back just as soon as I can.
Yeah, that was the fuck you button.
Shout out to Alanis Morissette. So there were some pretty hot bitches that we stood behind in line today.
Touch it.
One had the ass of two watermelons.
Ooh.
And she was white.
Hi, this is Barbara. Sorry I missed you. Leave your name, your number, and a brief message. I'll get back. Just
The number to the show. Yes, Dashie. Hang on. I have to go all the way up here from where I posted it. It's like 6 fucking years worth of chat logs to get up there.
It doesn't help with all the hang up and dial and caller ID stuff.
I'm gonna. Yeah, here we go. Hang on, people. We're working on some magic for you.
Yeah, we are.
We're doing some David Copperfield shit.
By magic, I'm DJing, and they're doing all the hard work.
Okay, so there's the CID. Now we're dialing. So now what we're doing, people, is calling her private line with the show's line that we just called.
Hello?
Hey, Barbara, it's Ken. Why didn't you finish the fucking reading?
<He's> scared.
I don't know why. I get a kick out of it. Hello?
Hello? Isn't that ironic, don't you think?
I'll call him back.
Up right now, but if you'll leave your name, your number, and a brief message, we'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
I just imagine her face, like she's looking at the phone, like, what the fuck, and then she clicked, just fucking hangs up, you know?
Yep, and then another call.
Didn't you say, Dash, you had a number for somebody associated with her, and they live in her house? Maybe we call back with their number? Alright, there we go. Alright, so somebody lives in her house. And we got their number too.
Barbara?
Yeah, they live in the same house as Barbara.
We probably shut her down. She's so scared.
Well, this will be even more funny because now it's going to come from another number that she knows.
Ah. I'll admit, I'm a huge fan of Alanis Morissette. Here's my man card.
Hi. Sorry we can't pick up right now, but if you'll leave your name, your number, and a brief message, we'll get back.
Okay. So we're moving on. We're moving on to another BTR show. We're going to look it up. I'm just looking at the names of shows, trying to pick one that could be interesting. Let's see here. I know Dashy, or not Dashy, Nunu had a request earlier in the night. Nunu. If he's still around, send me the info. He wanted me to call some pedophile that's heading to prison next month, and I don't know.
I remember that guy.
But if he wants us to call, we could do a quick calling to that while I'm looking for another show to call.
Yeah, Nunu, PM me the messenger.
If Dashy doesn't have an issue with it, because it's kind of his money. I found out we used like a shitload of airtime last night on Dashy's machine. I forget how many minutes he said we ran up. I was like, oh, from just fucking last night? He's like, yeah. He's like, the total credit came out was $1.51. I was like, wait a fucking minute, that's cheap. He's like, yeah, that's dirt cheap. Okay, there's Nunu firing some info in the chat. Let's see, it's a pedal call.
Yeah, you're the best, Dashy.
He said it'd have to be the last call of the night, probably because of the time difference. We'll keep that in mind. I'll keep your message up there as a reminder.
Cool.
And okay. Going back to the blog talk site. I like your thing, Dashy, but I kind of want to look at the subjects that the shows are doing. And in case anybody didn't know, this is for MST3 Clay. Brock Lesnar won the fucking championship belt from John Cena.
Nice.
It was actually kind of comical because, like, it was Brock Lesnar just fucking throwing John Cena around like a fucking play toy the whole time. it was actually really funny. Okay, people are messaging me. Come on, pop up. Let's see what people are saying. Yeah, I can't pull subjects. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Let's see. The Bud Rose guy is still on. He's still got like 50 minutes if we can get through. And he's one that tends to argue with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when you get on, like he'll sit there and try to talk shit to you. He'll actually keep you on a little while.
Nice.
Yeah, I got his phone number over here. That's one of the shows that I looked at beforehand.
He'll talk dirty to us.
Yeah, I gotta do that one show again. It was supposed to be their first show. I need to see if they went on.
Yeah, that'd be a funny one.
God, I was laughing so hard. I'm like, that's gonna be the one that's gonna make the night worth it.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of show time. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Well, at least he was nice about it.
I said 15 minutes of show. The fucking show was supposed to have started an hour and 9 minutes ago. Come on. All right, here's the show we're going to call. Let me get the call going. Boom. Let me give you guys the link.
Blog Talk Radio.
Boom, there's the link.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please... You are now in the host queue.
Secret agent or some kind of spy. You know, kind of talk. Some kind of fucking cold and all that goddamn shit.
Goddamn.
If you want to talk to me, tell me what the fuck you're talking about. I ain't got time to be getting. I don't know what you... I don't know what you're talking about.
So, homeboy said he got a couple of girls that's down. That's making some moves in the street, whatever. But he want to kind of bring them... You want to kind of bring them, take them off of the street kind of shit, and make things a little more smooth. So he asking me what kind of connects or lines, how that could work, and what sort of percentage I would want for helping him in that way.
Why? Well, who are you to that situation? What you got a way to hold up?
I told him, you know, I got some internet.
This is a fucked up question, man. Listen, this is a fucked up question because it ain't got to do with shit. If you ain't even a nigga that be doing that kind of shit, why would the nigga be asking you? Shit. So it makes me believe you bullshitting me, man.
Whoa. We can't be having that shit on our show.
Okay, well, man, tell me something where I can relate, man.
I'm going to have to tell him to watch the language.
Yeah, it's too racist.
Okay, man, look, I don't want to hear no... Listen, man, listen. I'm telling you on the real.
You had to talk to Kenneth Woods last night.
We were removing him
from the show because
you got to say something where I can understand you, man. You're talking in code.
I'm not talking in code, bro. Listen, you know what? We really can't. I'm going to leave my question and let it go what it is right now, man.
Soft, yeah, all right, man. That's cool, man. All right,
take it easy.
That's cool, man. All right. 808. Oh, that sounds like motherfucking Hawaii, man. Hey, what's up with you,
808? Hey, how you doing there, you piece of shit? What the fuck is this racist shit you're talking about? Why don't you watch your fucking mouth?
We ain't in Hawaii.
Oh, hell, am I saying something that's insulting you, bro?
Nah, you're just being a racist motherfucker, always pulling that race card shit.
Why am I racist? What did I say that was racist?
Calling people the N-word, that offends me.
Oh, man, you ain't even a motherfucking nigga, so how is it gonna offend you, man?
Listen, I got this friend named George. He's black and he rubs his dick all the time. Yeah. And he's offended.
I be rubbing my cock, Stone. What the fuck you say? I ain't a nigga.
If you have anything.
You mad?
Hey, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy this kind of stuff.
Your show fucking sucks and you need some filler material.
Hey, let me tell you how sharp I am, bro.
How
I
sharp
bet
you motherfuckers
are Samoan.
From where?
I bet you you're Samoan, aren't you?
No, I'm from a motherfucking hood.
I'm Samoan, but this motherfucker next to me, he's a crackhead. He's a
I know boy. You're a goddamn Samoan motherfucker.
Yeah, I come from the streets.
Get your ass off the goddamn phone.
Hey,
you ain't Samoan, man. You a punk.
Can I say one thing to you before I go?
You wear them baggy pants because you want another motherfucker to get up in there with you, man.
Can I say one thing before you go?
You can't say shit to me, man.
GaryBrodsky.com. I'm on BTR Wednesday nights. Gary Brodsky.
Bitches ain't shit when
you
they ain't say
you a gay motherfucker. Well, no, I take that back. You don't have to be gay. I ain't going to even insult gays like that.
I'm from the streets.
Back. Nice. You a Samoan motherfucker.
Racist.
Just because I'm calling from Hawaii?
That's not even Hawaii area code.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller queue. You are now in the host queue.
Let me let you guys understand something about me, man. Do you see, I didn't know them motherfuckers. I never met them before. But I know people. And I can tell they were Samoans.
I'm fucking white. I'm not Samoan.
Samoans really hate niggas, man.
I'm white with a little bit of Indian. I'm not fucking Samoan.
Well, technically, I'm red right now because I got fucked by the sun. But yeah, I'm
trying to think how to be a brother.
See you, Mr. Krabs. My fucking crabby patties.
Yeah, I'm just calling it.
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
You know how us pimps do, man. We got to stay well connected because, man, you got a lot of sucking shit going on. Like these questions I've been hearing lately, they've been asking.
No. These questions.
George, are you in the chat? Are you raising hell with him?
These other questions have been good questions, man.
George, oh my God, racist.
Except for the how-to questions.
Well, I just came in like the last 20 minutes. I've been out, you know, taking care of my little responsibility.
Well, no, I've been having good questions, man. A couple guys been asking this how-to shit. And, you know, I'm not trying to train nobody how to be in the street.
Feel free to call in.
You ain't got enough to call to be in there.
This guy gets easily riled up.
Scenario that's going on. I can't help you. I ain't trying to tell you A, B, C. Put your left foot in front of your right, and then put your right in front of your left. So you walk.
This is the alpha male guy.
What's your question, though, bro?
You put your
Gary
Brodsky is the ultimate alpha male. This motherfucker don't know nothing.
Right. Okay, well, what's your name? What's your name, then? What's your name?
Where you stay at?
What your name is?
What's up with you, man? I've seen you all the time.
All
right, man. It's checking in. But just stay on, you know, because I got hella shit to talk about. And there's really some shit for you to get in the archives if you've only been on 20 minutes. I'm putting you back in queue, man. I got 870-904. What's your first name? What's your question?
What's up, player? This is DJ from Arkansas. What's up?
DJ Miller?
Yeah, man.
What's happening with you?
What's happening?
Man, you know me, man. I'm gonna be forever trying to improve the mentality of the men that listen to my show. That's what's up with me. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, Hey, fuck it, dude. Fuck that Samoan earlier, man. He don't know what he's talking about.
DJ, listen, you and nobody else that heard that motherfucker, fuck him, man. Don't even talk about him no more, man. I handled his ass. He ain't shit. Let's go with what you talking.
He schooled us.
You know what, man? I was going to ask. Alright, I'm a strong white man, alright? I'll be real with you. Alright,
yeah.
I want to know what you niggas think about what's going on in the Ferguson, man.
Hold up. You already asked the question. Let me tell you something. I ain't offended because I know how fucking, 2014 is, man. White boys be saying this, that, the other nigga, all this whole goddamn shit, man. But, I can't handle motherfucking white boys saying no nigga to me. But I can't tell you what to do. You can do what you want to do. I'm just saying, on the request, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, try to refrain from it, to slip, whatever. Now, to answer your question about Ferguson,
yes, sir.
I think this, man. I mean, of course, there's overreaction going on. But on the other hand, you got motherfuckers that came in with military-grade response instead of a police response. So what I'm saying is, if you come in at a 10, you're going to get a 10 response.
10.
So it's just escalated. But the fact remains, too many motherfuckers is getting killed in situations where it doesn't matter if the hands are up or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is every single one of those goddamn police. And it ain't just black dudes. This little Mexican dude got killed about a year ago, man. That police finna go back to work.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Oh,
my God.
This must be one of those white boys. Let me go, man. Let me get some white boys off. Hey, you know what? This is a white boy, too.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Yuri.
Yuri?
My name is Yuri. I'm from Ukraine.
Hey, what's up, Yuri?
How you doing? I listened to two programs. I listened to you and this other guy. He's named Gary Brodsky. He does alpha male talk. You are the truth, brother. Let me tell you, this other guy is full of shit.
What make you say that?
I listened to him on the blog talk. He's on during the weekdays, at the Wednesdays, I think. But he's trying to sell all kinds of potions and videos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's full of shit.
He probably is, man. I got confidence courses, but
hold up, man. I don't mean to interrupt you, Rose, but hey, you bitch motherfucker. Get your punk ass off the fucking phone, nigga. It's your little bitch. It's bitches like you that come in here and talk all that shit. And you ain't got no fucking game. Why don't you let this man do the shit he need to do and stop trying to blow up his phone like a fucking girl?
What the fuck are you talking about? I said I'm giving him mad props and shit, and I'm sitting there dogging this other guy.
Bitches on here, Rosebud on here trying to give ism, and y'all bitches on here acting like a bunch of cake-ass girls calling a grown goddamn man acting like a bitch.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
This motherfucker Yuri.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
What the fuck is that about? Wow. Ooh, he is angry. Did we change our caller ID there?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Why did he get so fucking
if you desire
pissed?
To speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. And the host will be notified.
Oh, fucking pissed at you. Like some dude on the line got yelling at Yuri for fucking calling and saying Gary was a bitch.
Oh. What's your first name and what's your question?
You are now in the host queue.
Yuri as well. How do you do it?
Yuri as well. I ain't going with you either, man. 678. 678-308. What's your first name? What's your question?
Yo, Rosebud Show. I just wanted to talk about integrity tonight. Because I thought that was what the show was about, not all this stupid ass shit people be calling about.
hey, me personally, that's what I'm about tonight. But if you follow me, I really want to talk to you. So what's up?
Yeah. Well, I got a question about integrity. There's this guy at work. His name's Dwight, and You know, like, we've been friends at work for a while on the janitorial staff, and, you know, we mop the floors together and stuff, and we've been doing it for about 4 years now. And the other day, in the mop closet, stuck his broom up my ass, and I don't know how I really should feel about that. Like,
oh, man, yeah, it was look, really get off my sexual, like, shit, man.
We're getting him.
Shit, man, you motherfucking gay ass. Hey, let me tell you something, man. He ain't even gay, man. He's actually, I don't know, man.
He's not gay, so what is he?
70904, do you have a real question, or are you one of these dudes, too?
Hey, I don't want to let you know. Hey,
white,
my cousin, bro.
No, man, no, dude. You, I can tell by your voice, you one of these dudes, man. I ain't trying to hear you.
He's laughing.
Hey, motherfucker, it's fucking Dwight. That guy took the broom up the...
I can tell. You know what? You know what? There's one thing about when you do some shit that's important, especially for... It's not about black or white. This is about me.
Good job, Buster.
Radio. It's George.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. You are now in the host queue.
They're not harming me, man, because they're not interrupting my message. All they're doing is wasting a little time. So let me go. I'm going to finish what I'm saying, and then, you know, I may or may not take any more questions. I hope I see some real questions on here, you know. But look, I know this. Even if you accept what I'm saying,
yeah,
you're not going to do nothing about it.
Oh, yeah?
You are still going to be weak right in front of your brows. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sure you get all kinds of pussy calling fucking ladies broads.
Mm-hmm. You know, I will challenge you all at once.
Really?
I'll bet. Not one of y'all.
Do it.
Go home and spit this game you heard at your brow.
Look at my second degree black belt, cunt.
You're too afraid.
I'll tie his dick around it.
This man. This word integrity comes in. It's a booster. It's shore up.
We are calling Rosebud back with the caller ID as his own cell phone number.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, press 1. You are now in the host queue.
You make these claims and you don't have any intentions whatsoever of meeting them. Or even trying to accomplish them. And what do the women see? They see suckers. Because you fucking don't think that bitch can see you. She can, man. Women can see it. I don't know how. I'm not a broad.
Oh.
But women can see it. Why would a woman want to be with a dude who will take the hard-earned money she hold up on for and spend it on another broad who is paying another man with it? I mean, come on.
Chicks sure like guys that can make them laugh.
You want to do that? You just won't. But you guys,
and I'm pretty sure if you walked up to any respectable lady and called them a broad, they'd probably fuck you up.
When you ride in your vehicle, listen to the bullshit.
Nah, he'd take them all on at once.
Fuck ass rappers are spitting, and you bob your head to it. She is seeing punk in you. Especially if she is singing that shit, too.
Yeah.
Real alpha men monitor what they women listen to. I'm not saying you like monitor to the extent where you can't listen to this, that, woo, woo, woo. But bitch, you can't listen to it if you want to be with me tonight.
Is there any similarities between Gary and this guy?
They're both full of shit.
I'm present because you ain't getting to be with me if you listen to that shit. You know, we monitor what they listen to, and we even monitor how to react to what they hear.
That's a good question, Green. He may be drunk.
Bob's with a broad. She heard that song where the dude was.
I'm going to tell Matt fucking Head that you stole that from me.
Bob, yeah, really. I'm putting that bitch out. Get your motherfucking ass out. I ain't going to fire or nothing. A quitter.
Hey, Dwight. Out, bitch. Jesus, man.
And if you don't, if it's such a big deal to you that you don't want to fuck with me no more. So what? Get your ass home. I don't give a fuck. You ain't riding in my car, bobbing your head to it, ain't tricking if you got it. Ain't that a bitch? You cannot insult my integrity in any fashion. I ain't standing for it.
No, no, no.
Any kind of insult a woman has for me or my integrity.
This will fuck him up if he actually answers. I'm going to say I'm him.
And every one of you out there tonight, even you motherfucking stupid-ass white boys that want to try to fucking infiltrate and fuck my program up, I'm used to you. I didn't go get streams and all kind of shit, man.
Talking about us weird.
Goddamn white boys.
Well, I'm saying, I didn't do a whole bunch of shit. I'm used to you motherfuckers. You ain't gonna fuck with me. But I'm a soul, let you know where I'm coming from before I block your motherfucking ass out, stupid ass white boy.
Yeah.
But, like I said, each and every one of you out there tonight needs to adopt this philosophy. You gotta understand, it didn't get out of whack overnight. So there's no way that you can think that all of a sudden everything overnight is gonna be cool. But if you start checking these bitches, like I'm saying, what'll happen?
God, he's going to be getting so much pussy calling them broads and bitches.
They're going to be out with their girlfriends.
God.
They're going to check their girlfriends when they actions, you know, for like some kind of out-of-pocket way.
I can see that. You know, me and the girl, we're fucking, we go out on a night, we go out and have a couple drinks and shit, we come home, she makes a meatloaf, fucks it up, so I got to check her. I fucking pop, dot her in her eye. Make another meatloaf, bitch.
With you,
that's what he's saying.
Principles.
What are you about talking about, stupid clown?
You stand for. I didn't stand for shit when I had hoes. Or I mean,
I'm just really hoping Gary shows up for a show on Wednesday. I miss that motherfucker.
Yeah. It ain't really in the same vein. But any woman I'm speaking to, I ain't standing for shit with her. I charge the loss, if that's the case. I don't get the bitch.
I got his name. We're calling back. We got our caller ID. It's his cell phone number. I can say I'm him.
From every woman I speak to, I may not even get the action that I'm after, but I get respect.
Oh, yeah. That's
respect.
I know. When a woman who normally do not respect men is faithful to a dude like me, she's respect about a pure
I'm stalling
of a man demanding his props. She's just gonna do it.
You gonna respect me, bitch.
Oh, goddamn time. I got a few more questions, too. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm starting to say, because you know my show is 90 minutes, and we're already at 90 minutes. Okay, I see I got questions. So what I'm going to do is 832-704. That's Steve. Steve, ain't that you?
Yeah, Steve Williams. How you doing, you son of a bitch? This is my show. What the fuck you doing on here?
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, what you doing on my show?
Whatever, man. 9968. Can I get your first name and your question?
Yeah, this is Tim from the front concession over here, and we're going to need to calm down with the speech because it's pretty loud in the movie.
Hey, 408-854, are you a real caller,
yeah,
or are you one of these dudes?
Can you hear me, P?
I got you, man.
Just ask me my fee again, man.
Hey, what's up, yeah, man?
Man, I got real questions, man. I don't know about all that other bullshit that's going on with the show, man. And I'm over here.
What about that other bullshit?
Come on with it. Right? Hey, okay, they just suckers, man. Don't even worry about them, man. I don't
pay attention.
Oh, fuck. I had the thing copied. Dial. Where's the dial? Where's the dial? There it is. Somebody beat me to it. Dash, you crafty bastard.
Damn it.
He knew his number. Steve, is that you?
Welcome to Blog Talk.
I know, that's awesome.
You are now in the host queue.
We tell your subconscious to create things in your environment to make it what it is. You understand what I said, bud?
Yeah, but I don't believe that bullshit.
Steve, that's you.
Yeah, I don't believe it, but I understand that. I was going to ask you, this is my question. Do you think that that concept is similar to as far as like when you go try to knock a bitch? If you got a desire and you trying to get somewhere.
Listen, ask me, my feet. If you hear something that's informative and you can take from it something that's going to enhance what you're doing, then do it. You know, the whole concept or a perception of what they're talking about or what you explain, I don't go for it. But I would not ever tell you not to use something that's going to enhance what you're doing. So if you're reading the books and you're getting the information, if that shit is that, I don't mean shit meaning it's, you know, negative shit. That's just the word I'm using. I'm just saying if that shit is actually, you know, helping you or you see benefit in it, and you don't need to ask me about it. You need to utilize it because you're the one going to benefit from it. I, in particular, just, you know, I mean, I've heard where I do believe that you have to do something 30 days in a row before it actually becomes a habit. I read that from, I forget who I read it from, but I read that. You have to do it 30 days in a row before it actually becomes a habit.
I heard it was 6 weeks.
Then you have to do it 30 more days after it becomes a habit, after before it becomes an ingrained habit. So what I'm saying is a total of 60 days of doing the same thing over and over and over will become a habit. But this is something I read from somebody that I rejected hella shit other than that motherfucker was saying. You know, so what I'm saying is, I would be left in me to tell you to fuck whatever you're reading. You know, you're the one reading it. You're the one should get whatever it is that you're looking for out of it. And if you get it, then, you know, so be it, man. I'm not the only motherfucker that's telling you I think I'm the only motherfucker telling you this kind of truth. But, you know, as far as the truth, it depends. It's relevant to the situation. So what I'm saying, bro, ask me my fee, since I know you real with your question, I've taken plenty of time with you, is that what I'm really saying is that if you
the show was good
in what you're reading, then you don't need anybody's approval to accept it. And this is a part of confidence. This is a part of confidence, man. You know, some things are out the box. You know, you have to think out of the box. So let's say what you're reading is a little out of the box as far as where you've been coming from. If what you're reading is actually making you, you know, see benefits in it, then you got to be able to live and roll out of the box in that regard. That information, whatever it is, and use it because you accepted it as
bad information.
So to ask me, you would get a mixed, you know, response.
Yeah, don't like the music, I'll just sing.
Goddamn shit.
All right, while he's rambling for a moment, people, we're going to call Steve from the show number and see how that shit works. So, I don't know if Dashie has that number we're looking for, Steve's number. Maybe it's hiding up there in the chats. All right. It's Rosebud.
Super holding. We will be with you shortly.
Super holding.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
Who the fuck are we calling? Steve,
thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
Maybe.
Thank you for holding.
All right.
We will be with you shortly.
If you can tell me five more times, that'd be awesome.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
Hello.
How you doing, Abe? Is Steve around?
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Rosebud's assistant, man. I'm over here doing the show. I'm doing the producing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got the wrong number.
Nah, it's Steve Williams, man. I'm trying to get you on the line with Rosebud. He's having a hell of a time. Nah, we had the right person just by the way he fucking said it.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Yeah. I don't know. Dial back, Dashie.
YOLO.
Dashie's a crazy bitch.
Oh. Call your ladies out.
We'll be with you shortly. Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
You got it, bitch.
Uncle Ruckle.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly. Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
Let the purge begin.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you shortly.
I actually want
it. Good day, Governor.
I don't wish to be rude, but Master Williams is only taking phone calls from his closest friends and family. Please hold the line, and I shall pronounce your arrival right away. In the meantime, can I offer you tea or beer while you wait?
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish,
gay shit was that?
That was fucked up.
Press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's Rosebud. I need you on the show. These white boys are everywhere. This fucking bullshit. Yeah, apparently I'm watching CNN right now. And shit's going crazy down there.
Like, is that purge stuff?
Pretty much.
The number you have reached is not in service.
What I want to happen is so many of them that the government just says, alright, listen, we're going to have one night of the year, and then and stop doing it.
I wanted to go to the theaters to watch it. The second one looked much better than the first one.
Oh, it was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's cool. That Ferguson stuff, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened down there, but it's hard for me to believe that someone surrendered and had their hands up and was on their knees, and then a cop was like, no, fuck you, and then shot him a bunch of more times. It's just really hard for me to believe.
Yeah, cops are mostly asshole, but I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, I mean, you already shot him once or whatever, if he's given up, and you want to be an asshole, you do have a taser gun. You could have been like, hey, fuck you.
Right.
You know? If you just wanted to be a dick, not, hey, I'm a big enough dick, I'm just going to shoot you a bunch of times.
Jesus.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
Nah. Not today.
Who's this now? Is this that same dude we're calling back?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. Call back the show.
What's your question? What were you selling? Man, when I was on the phones, I was selling medical billing software. I had no idea about a computer. Getting into selling medical billing software is what made me get into the computer. Let me tell you something about selling. I don't know about you, but when I first started selling, I was on the phone, and I'd be talking to these motherfuckers 10, 15, whatever amount of minutes, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to tell me, okay.
I can imagine him calling, like, trying to sell me something. You want to buy some of this motherfucking shit?
Then one time this
girl... He's only got, like, 19 minutes remaining.
She was just, you know, asking me all these fucking questions. And I said, you know what, ma'am? I just got pissed. And I said, you know what? This is not for you. So, you know, you just... trying to appease you. I just went off on it, told her she's trying to, because she was calling.
You are now in the host queue.
Whatever the advertisers we put out, and they're calling in about this medical billing software.
Are you kidding? Freedom Fighters in Ferguson.
She called me like,
you gotta be kidding me. That's not freedom fighting down there. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's perching.
You wasn't listening to me, man, and understand some shit. You may see it totally different.
I'm half tempted to switch over to that show.
So what made me start selling is realizing that this bitch was full of shit.
That would just be a whole racist rant. Because the next like three shows I just came across were all about Ferguson.
Sit on the couch and go up to the newspaper and get on the phone so you can show your husband you didn't look for. I said this to her. And then I hung up on her. Do you know that bitch called me back? And she asked me, why did I hang up? And I told her, I ain't trying to sell you shit. She said, but I want to buy it. I want to buy it right now. She gave me her credit card. That was my first sale. Well, I learned from that. If you try to sell shit to people, they will never buy it. You have to always present them to make them want to buy it. Because if you try to sell it, well, if you're selling... they're not buying. They don't, you know, they're not really calling to buy this shit. They're calling to see what it's about. But if you don't try to sell it to them, because after I did that to her, I had my pitch, you know, all the way down, and I would run that shit by them, and before they could respond, I would tell them, look, think about it and call me back. Hang up. Dude, I was making like $3,000-$4,000 a week
Oh, you are a lying motherfucker.
Lols.
I was $3,000 or $4,000 a week. I was doing blog talk radio shows talking about broads and bitches.
Now I'm not even on the phones, motherfuckers calling me so much. Because they know that I'm going to tell them some real shit. So my point,
some real bullshit.
But it ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck we talking about now, man. So why did you bring that up?
Oh!
What fascinated me the most, not the most, the most, when I watched American Pimp. That's not what fascinated me the most, because that's what I've done most of my adult life.
Ooh. That's what you identified with the most.
Well, no, I identified with the game, too. Don't get me wrong.
Well, you don't sound like you got no motherfucking game, man. I'm being real.
But I've really got more game than Vandy Cobb, pork and beans and more flavor than a hour later. Don't let the smooth taste fool you, okay?
Hey, Ryan, just take this fucking shit to me.
Right, all right. Then
don't
maybe
let
I...
the smooth taste fool you.
I know it, man. You can't fuck with me because I ain't trying to
I'm not trying to
man.
Fuck with you. I'm not trying to fuck
I don't mean it negatively. I don't mean it negatively.
All right. Well, I'm not trying. I'm not. I'm. I asked.
They're turning on each other. Oh, fuck.
Serious when I answer you, bro.
I believe you. I'm I believe you.
Okay.
I believe you.
Listen to me. Listen to me. This is progressive. What I'm saying is, in the subject, integrity, what do these questions have to do with the subject? Nothing?
Let's get to the topic. Part of the reason why now I don't have a large client base, but I'm able to
like
continue
16 minutes until the next set of shows.
I do everything to keep my word. I try to live my life like that, you know, and it's difficult.
I try to live like that
because with the swings of life, the ups and downs, my integrity and my word is going to carry through, because you know that Beasley's going to do what he says he's going to do. And you can bank on that. And these young folks don't seem to understand.
Young folkers? Motherfuckers?
It ain't about the thing, it's about professional.
Well, goddamn it, Beasley, you going to motherfucking listen or what, man? Okay, I got your attention. Beasley, you 100%
what
right,
number
man.
Are we calling under?
I appreciate what you're saying. And the whole thing about...
You just listen for that beep, you'll know you're on.
There's different ways of expressing things, different ways of seeing things, which adds up to success. I invite that, man. You sound like a brother. I'm not saying you rich, but you sound like a brother pretty confident in what he like know to do.
Wouldn't call you and ask you for like a hell of a whole lot of advice about something, because I would probably figure it out myself unless I were really stumped. Ooh. So, yeah, that's true. You perceptive.
Okay,
there.
So what I'm saying is, man, what I'm saying is, You representing the brother that's listening, and you just had something to say, and I appreciate it.
We could probably get rid of this show. He's not going to answer anymore.
Put you back in, man. Thanks for that, man.
Anyone got an iPhone they don't want?
968. What's your first name? What's your question?
Hey, my name's Luke. I'm just been listening to your show there.
Okay, hold on, man. Luke.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
You're full of shit. So, 601-331. Can I get your first name?
That was very judgmental of him. Fucking bastard.
Okay, nothing. 248-805. What's your question? What's your question?
I question your integrity. You have no integrity whatsoever.
I really don't. I know, man. You know what, man? The real reason you said I don't have any, man. I mean, you are the greatest, man. Jesus Christ. Love guys like you, man. I really do, man. You guys sit up and you want to tell me that I ain't shit, but your ass was sitting right here on the phone waiting all these goddamn minutes to tell it to me. I must be motherfucker.
Because I got a prepaid phone, you know.
Fuck what you thought about it.
Obama gave me these fucking minutes, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. 319-610, are you real or are you one of these guys too? Because
I'm as real as the sunshine, but this is Michael.
Okay,
but I want to know.
I'm sorry.
what I want to know is how do you balance between verbalizing the principles you stand on and acting on it? So the person could
No. Mike, you got some dope ass questions, bro. But you only verbalize them when they have gone unrecognized by your actions. Yeah. Otherwise, then as you show this, you show your integrity.
Preach it, brother.
Because verbalize it, it's not as
wading in the water.
Been showing it to has failed to recognize it, and then as you depart, you verbalize it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. So it's more about your behavior.
Hey, listen, man. You ain't missing this because I know you know. This is just more for you to get. There's more than you think even now, even though you realize it's more about you.
Everybody clap your hands.
What you think, then you really realize. There's another level of realization you're going to come to, man, after, you know, exercising all this shit. Because believe me, man, all this stuff didn't come to me in the 1 or 2 years. You know, I was this dude.
That's one thing I would really like to do is...
And then I started realizing that this dude...
is fucking make a BTR show, an alpha male BTR show, and my show is about pranking other BTR shows. I think it would be fucking hilarious.
Awesome. Started trying to not think like this.
Why don't you get your own show? Well, it's funny you say that. I'm over here on my show on BTR talking shit to your show.
I'm just ain't going to do it. And, you know, instead of me going to bed thinking about, man, I got to wake up saying some pimp shit. I went to bed thinking, man, I ain't going to say shit. But I still woke up saying some pimp shit. It was in me. It was in me. These years, all this time, it was in me. I didn't have to change. It was because I didn't have to make myself... think of something. And you know, Mike, and any of you callers or listeners know, you can't bring something to me that I can't figure out exactly what to say, according to me, in like 1 or 2 seconds. You're not going to make me have to think about nothing. There's nothing you can bring to me that's going to make me have to think about something. All scenarios, every situation that can happen in the world to every person has already been thought about. In my mind, I've already thought about it, and I'm only going to execute what I thought when I deal with whatever it is. When it, you know, I didn't know this broad that I remember I called Muhammad Ali's niece. I didn't fucking know that this bitch was Muhammad Ali's niece. But when them goddamn food of came to my door, you know, I knew what to do.
Give me some more Crown Royal.
I knew how to get respect from the Muslims, but I sure wasn't trying to stop them. Because I wanted to keep thinking, man. I ain't trying to have no death. I'm not inviting something that's going to kill me, man. That don't mean I'm a motherfucking scary-ass motherfucker because I ain't standing on the goddamn track knowing that the goddamn train going to run me over and kill me. That means I'm sure. I ain't trying to get killed. That's what it means, man. That's all it means. Hey, listen, you guys. We got like 10 more minutes, and I know, since I've experienced this before, that I got a lot of these, I don't know, I keep saying they white boys, they could be some other race, but what I'm saying is I know I got a lot of them on this, so I'm going to run through, I see that 770R, I remember him, 319, I think, I don't know.
This is that Samoan motherfucker.
I think I only got one more, 28, let me try 289, 2899, I think I remember this number too. You one of them guys too, aren't you, man? Come on, say some stupid shit, motherfucker. Okay, man. So look, I don't have no more questions. So what I'm going to do right now, we almost at the 2 hour mark. Got 9 minutes or whatever on the 2 hour mark. We already 20 minutes over. So shit, hell, we are overtime. Then I got to get out of here. I'm going to leave you all. Even you motherfucking white boys on there that's being stupid, man. Let me tell you something before I even leave with this. White boys, I don't care what you're doing. You don't disrupt me. You know, of course I waste that many seconds when we're talking to you. But you don't do nothing but reinforce my position. You make me believe more and more why I am like I am. Because I know there's dudes like y'all that's out there.
We're all responsible.
I teach my son, I teach my grandson. Eat this motherfucking white boys.
Motherfucking white boy.
I didn't do no niggas, you know, calling me, you know, disrupting me. Like the fuck you motherfuckers was doing.
You had three legitimate calls. Three.
What the motherfucking Mexicans doing? Unless one of you motherfuckers. I don't think so. I said, I don't think your white boy is doing this shit. So I tell my grandson, you can motherfucking ass. If you get kicked out of school, I don't care. Beat their motherfucking ass.
Yeah, you're teaching your grandson to be a racist. Very good.
He ain't got no goddamn better thing to do than to try to fuck my shit up because I'm trying to reach and talk to real men. So instead of you listening and gathering some man out of it, you want to be the motherfucking white boy you are? That's why your son will get his fucking ass whooped. Fucking ignore my grand. Hey, that's what time it is, man. You keep it like that with your stupid fucking shit. Now, I'm going to leave you with this nugget.
Leave it with us.
We talked about integrity. So the nugget.
Fuck yeah.
Integrity is a staple you have to have. It is to be taken on the road when you go, just as your overnight bag is. Integrity is the one thing you stay in the course being a true man. That is if you have some. You gotta have some integrity for what I just said.
Yeah.
Even be considered. Now, what I'm gonna do is just say goodnight. Because I see all these calls. I mean, I got a lot of questions, but I'm not trying to entertain none of these fucking white boys. And then this is what they do. I mean, they do succeed in one way, and that's only when it's at the end like this. I ain't necessarily trying to go through. You know what? I'm going to take one. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. What's up?
We're getting hit pretty pissed.
7-3-3-4. What's up with you?
Hey, what's going on? Hey. It was something that you had said earlier. I remember you saying earlier in the
hold show. Hold up. You a real caller, huh? I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to talk about you so hard.
Come on, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, man.
It was something right, that you had said. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was something you said earlier in the show. You said, give it an hour, and you're going to touch on somebody. And as soon as you said it, I was like, I can't believe it. He is talking about the tricking. If you got it, I got a little nice little something next door to me, and I'm sitting over there hitting her off with about $40-$50 tearing that ass up, and I'm sitting over here thinking, yeah. And it's not that big of a deal. But she did something that really pissed me off. Or you said something tonight about they're still looking at you like a mark. And she did something that really pissed me off, and I just said to her, yo, you know what? I ain't fucking with your stupid ass no more. And for about a month, come up and now it's like she's looking at me in a totally different light now. But I still ain't gonna fuck with her.
She looks like she's looking at you like you're a fucking cocksuck.
You're being weak now because you saw where you fucked up. No. See where you fucked up and regain the power by charging that little bitch. Whatever the fuck you was doing for money, do it for free. Do it. Go fuck that bitch if that's what you was doing and do it for free. But make her do something for you. I don't know what you need done. I don't give a fuck if it's mopping your goddamn floor. Make that bitch.
What? This motherfucker?
I'll make her have to do something. But my point to you is, hey man, when you see shit, don't run from it. Embrace it and deal with it and make it you.
I see some shit over there on the floor. I run forward.
Make it, this bitch is like this. So what I'm saying, man, is you already know some bitches sell some pussy. Some shit. I'm just saying, man. I ain't saying you a pimp. You want to be a pimp. I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying you know you was paying. So the bitch can't tell you nothing when you suggest give me some money. Can she, man?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nah, she
can.
Are you
good?
I was letting it soak in, man. Hell no, she can't say shit.
That's right, man. So what I'm saying, man, instead of being whooped, win. Alpha motherfuckers see a situation and
bees
see...
Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Yes, you got charged. Yes, it was an ongoing process. But you woke up tonight and got damn it in the morning.
Fall asleep because of this asshole.
Well, I'm an alpha. That motherfucker right there is an alpha beta.
You want to hurt the bitch. You just want to mentally beat her motherfucking ass.
George, you fucking racist.
Hey, I'm real with that, man. I mean, I'm laughing because I'm real with that. You want to beat that bitch ass for charging you, man. Especially since you realized you was getting charged. You know, shit. You don't want to beat her ass physically. You don't punch her. You just want to, like, mentally, you know, make her realize.
Twerk.
That you way more than the motherfuckers she thought you was. It was just that I was fucking you like that.
Yeah. I'm hanging on like the next 3 minutes like and his show will be off, but I got the prospect of an opportunity to talk to him as the Samoan again to me. Is too good.
I would go get whatever and then holler at me, and that bitch will do it. She'll do it. And the only way she'll do it is if you tell it to her exactly like that, go get it and shut your fucking mouth and call me when you got it.
Tell her, man. Tell that broad, tell that bitch between me and you motherfuckers, if I was sitting at the goddamn, I think fucking Hillig is better advice than this asshole. I'm going to tell that broad I'm going to take her out to the toy box for some blood play. That's more quality material than what this asshole has.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and make it right now.
Here comes the Matt motherfucking Hillig.
So what I'm saying is, you know, this bitch live in Hollywood, this bitch live in the valley, this bitch live in the, you know, somewhere else. You know, so what I'm saying, whoever's near, I'm going to her fucking house, and if that bitch sleep, I'm waking her up, and I'm spitting the shit this dude told me to allow me to trust or leave. I'm spitting it because I'm going to see if it works. So why don't you do it, man? Fuck the reason. Hey,
so wait a minute, did he just say he don't give a fuck? She's sleeping, he's waking her up, and basically they're gonna fuck?
Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Go just try it. Listen to me. Next week, please come back home and tell me the result. Because what I'm saying is, if you do what I'm saying,
tell me the results.
All next
week. Sounds like he wants to beat off to it.
That first thing, do not
talk dirty to me.
How she's doing the first thing. If you got a job while you at work, you do your work, and when you come home to watching TV, thinking whatever the fuck you want that bitch to do next. Shit. I'm telling you how
I'm listening to what you're saying. I just can't think of anything except for what you were talking about. You think you can't think of anything.
Because you're thinking the things that you want her to do are such big things. No, bitch, go buy me a hamburger. Make sure it got 18 fucking pickles on it, one goddamn fucking tomato, very little lettuce, and make sure that got both buns got fucking mustard on it.
What? Is this guy fucking serious?
That's some little tiny bitch ain't got to spend no money. So what I'm saying is, man, instructing her is what's required now. Not to do more big magnanimous shit for you. Man, look, bitch, I'll tell you what. Those four shirts over there on the floor, take them motherfuckers and pay for them and put them in the cleaners and have them ready for Tuesday. I'm saying that's some little shit.
Nigger, bitch. There's no fucking way he's getting any bitches acting like that. Hell no. Give me fucking 18 pickles on yourself.
You want to give
make sure that motherfucker has 18 pickles. There's mustard on each side and very little lettuce.
You're not trying to make her be able to fuck with you. You're trying to make her be able to fuck with you. So if it's about there's something to do on a scale of 1 to 10, initially you want it to be a 3 or a 4.
That's not alpha shit he's talking about. That's like spousal abuse or some shit. That's domestic violence.
He can and to be in pocket and make sure every motherfucking thing you say and do is the way I want it to be. But I can't ask that bitch to do that goddamn shit. Because she goes,
hey, old panty smelling like barbecue sauce by
gonna,
the end of the day.
I'm going to punch your head off.
And the only way she don't accomplish it is if she don't want to, which is going to show me fuck her.
Okay.
I'm a scientist, man.
False advertisement.
He's a scientist.
He's a fucking doctor, none scientist.
None of this bullshit. None, I ain't trying to tell you to do what I do. I'm trying to tell you what I do and the science behind what I do so that you can science.
There's no fucking science behind what he does.
And to me, the fact that you realize you was a big old motherfucking trick and it had to be, and you stopped.
Pickles!
You didn't pickles.
Ooh, pickles.
She's looking at me now, bro. I mean, it was funny. She had texted me.
I'm going to go tell him to slap the fucking girl right now on the air.
She's looking at you wrong?
Slap that bitch.
He said, your wife won't cook for you. Throw her down the stairs and buy my book. I gave myself this black eye.
I'm not saying you're late for that one, but I'm saying that this text, you and my kids is over here, and I will introduce you to my kids. No, bitch, get your ass over here so you can introduce me to some free pussy.
That'll be a dollar.
Get your motherfucking ass over here right now. That bitch would have hurried up. Man, and then you call a shot. Become a shot caller, man. Don't become no reactive ass motherfucker that's going to respond to some a bitch say. No, nigga. If you respond.
Hey, not on my show, pal.
Nah, that's racist.
Response is supposed to take it away. But come over and meet my kids. Is you goddamn crazy? Bring your ass over and meet my dick. I mean, I'm not necessarily no motherfucking sex freak or none of that shit.
Meet my dick.
I'm talking about sex because you mentioned
meet my dick.
That gets me laid all the time.
It's all about pussy. So you got to take the control.
Fuck that dinner. Come over here and eat on my dick.
You know, she the one with
done
the pussy.
And done.
So what I'm saying is once you let her know, I know you got the pussy, and I sure want the pussy, but I ain't finna do no anything to have it. You finna do anything.
Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, George.
Man, psychology is a motherfucker, man. And if you make a person think the right things, they gonna do exactly what the fuck you want them to do.
Right.
You present shit. You know, you don't get mad about just been making you pay, woo woo. Like you did, you just stop. But at the same time, you don't just stop. You stop with a plan. I'm going to stop doing this goddamn shit because I still, the bitch has some good pussy. I still want to fuck her.
Oh, man, you know what I do.
But you stop, so you kill yourself. Fuck that. Man, you supposed to stop, and when the bitch talk to you again, get your ass over here. I ain't even talking about no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Get your ass over here. I'm ready to open them guts because I know me and you can have a little bit more than what we had before. Now, you got like 15 minutes. You on your way? The bitch can say, yeah. Just wait for her.
Twerk Team Tom Hanks.
Oh, I'm just telling you what to do.
But now, she sits up there and says, yeah, that 40 or that $50, then how do you hit it off?
And if she say that, then you just let her know, bitch, get your ass over here. And if you want to talk about $40 or $50, after I fuck the shit out of you, I'll show you how to get it.
What?
Wow.
I'm just saying, man, don't let no bitch throw you off because she got something slick to say, man.
Yeah, Dashi, I'm working on a show right
now. You just said that to me, didn't you?
Yeah, I just said it to you.
I'm hanging up right now. They just went live, matter of fact. Here we go.
Nice.
All right.
That fast.
All your ladies out.
Jesus Christ. I don't understand that, like, with his crazy fucking banter, how he thinks, like, his advice is credible and a good idea. It confuses the fuck out of me.
He's an idiot. That's all we know. That's all we know.
If we combined his advice and Gary Brodsky's advice, you know, Gary wants you to talk to, like, every woman you ever see every day, and this guy over here wants you calling her a fucking broad and a bitch and let's fuck. That would be the perfect fucking storm. I mean, havoc would be fucking raining down. The fucking devil would cry. I mean, that's how fucked up it would be. Like, the devil would be taking pity on everyone. Like, oh, man, that's fucked up. I don't even have a soul or a heart, but that's fucked up. All right. Just to let everyone know, may end sooner, may end later. We have 1 hour left, and that's because we are on a timer. So, 1 more hour, and the show's ending whether I'm fucking ready to or not. So, take note of this. Write it down. Put it on the calendar. Tell the broad next to you. Write it on her ass, so when you're fucking her, you see it. Yes, Jag is hosting on his, but I'm talking about the Prank Call Nation Mixler. That will go offline at 2 o'clock.
I'm hosting Prank Call Nation.
Oh, you're on Prank Call Nation?
Yeah, so whenever
you I thought you were hosting on yours, because I have Sloth in here. He was supposed to be doing Prank Call Nation.
Oh, no, I think I took it over, because for some reason he fell off at the beginning.
Well, he was going to sleep. And he just set the timer. He does this for me a lot when I don't want to get my laptop out.
Uh-huh.
And so when he fell off, I texted him, and he came back for a minute.
Oh, I think I stole it from him then. Whoops.
Oh, that's what happened. That's fine. He can just hang in here until everything's done. Here is the next one we're going to call. This is hosted by Miss Blue. She used to be with Talk Real Solutions, which we used to call On and Off. But tonight we're talking about dreams.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press... You are now in the host queue.
Reflecting on dreams and dream creation.
Oh,
you
dreams.
Know? So, I always want to start by sending out much love to Miss Blue, who is listening from afar. she, I'm sure, will agree with me in saying that today was an interesting-ass day, and it is some interesting-ass energy on the planet. And while I speak on that, let me say, since this is a show after dark, you all might want to put the babies to sleep. There may be some language, you know, that's shared tonight, so consider yourself forewarned. So go ahead.
So, yeah, you've been warned, motherfucker.
They should hopefully be asleep already, but I know we are all in different time zones, so some of the babies might still be woke.
You are now off the host queue.
Who did that? God damn it, I put us in the host.
You are now in the host queue.
And definitely much love about as well, and all of her wonderful children, and just want to send love everyone's way. So definitely want to remind you all also, I know that you all were here for Friday night's show with
yeah.
Brother Umar, and whew, he dropped some very powerful words and words of wisdom, as he always does when he comes on. So you all definitely want to make sure you go back and download and listen to that. If you missed that show or any of the shows, you know you can always download them and listen later. All the shows are available on the Remix Radio page on Blog Talk. You can also subscribe to the Remix podcast on iTunes, and you can have all the shows automatically downloaded to your PC, your MP3, whatever you have to listen to the Remix, you can have it there. So definitely want to send much love out to Brother Umar for that powerful share on Friday night. And, of course, you all know it's Sunday night, so the Chem Deck orders are going out. If you do not have a Chem Deck, you can always get one at missblueblast.com/cars. You can also get the audio workbook there. The audio workbook is a wonderful way to work your magic. It's something you can have
audio
on
workbook.
Demand, listen to at any time. It's also at www.missblueblast.com. As well, so you can always have access to that. You can connect with Miss Blue, myself, or the rest of the Remix family on Facebook, of course. You can go ahead and like the Remix Radio page on Facebook. It's where we post
Stop.
A lot of information about
the
Remix. It's also a way you can connect with other members of the Remix family. And I see all of you all here today. I'm looking at all the calls on call line, all the folks after dark.
Oh, yeah. that was racist.
Who these type of shows kind of bring out, you know, the After Midnight crowd, you know. So, want to send love to everyone on the line, both seen and unseen. Just know we see y'all. Yes. And, of course, if you want to get in touch with Miss Blue, you can always hit her up. The question for Blue, that's Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, Blue, at gmail.com. Yes, yes. So want to definitely give some shout-outs. First of all, I want to shout-out everybody.
What do they think? They're me?
Right now, and who's tuning in for the remix. Definitely want to send love out to my fellow priestesses. Hugs and kisses to all the priestesses out there doing your work. And definitely much love out to Self-Invested. We are doing some real magical work in Self-Invested. And if you all are not Self-Invested, but you are interested, know that you can definitely still sign up for it. You can hit up Miss Blue again at questionforblue@gmail.com and tell her you are interested in being Self-Invested, and you will get all of the information you need. And so definitely want to give love out to Self-Invested. I don't have a bell to ring, but, you know, we'll ring it in our head. We'll send that bell out for everyone. I also want to give love out to all of our international callers who are representing in full force tonight, like always. Going to send some love out to those listening.
That's what we should do, Dashy. Make it look like we're international. Again,
from Mauritius, from the Cayman Islands, much love to you all. Ghana, Bangladesh, Nepal, Lithuania, Puerto Rico, much love to y'all. Much love out to China, out to Chile, Malaysia, Japan. Representing like always, Mozambique is in the house, Denmark, Switzerland, Brazil, Thailand, much love to everyone out in Thailand.
Let's just name everything.
Belgium, India, Saudi Arabia is representing, Spain, Greece, Australia, Egypt, Italy, the Philippines, Tunisia, Trinidad is in the house like always, the Bahamas in the house, Jamaica's in the house, Singapore's in the house, much love to Singapore, Nigeria's in the house, Germany, Turkey, of course, the Netherlands, South Africa is representing.
When they ask where I'm from, I'm going to say I'm from Bikini Bottom.
Canada and UK. And then everyone here in the States, definitely sending much love out to all of you all over. So definitely want to just represent here
just
for all of
call,
our...
you whore.
Some of them from even the other planets that's listening. We ain't going to go into that tonight, but...
That's racist.
We want to... love out to everyone, everywhere.
Illegal aliens, you hear this, bitch?
Right. And I want to remind everybody about Dumping It. I know we haven't talked about Dumping It in a while, but, you know, Dumping It is something that just needs to be done. It's a necessity. You can't go without Dumping It if you do.
You talking about babies?
Some problems with being backed
shit,
up. Babies. All types of things happen. You don't want to have that. So I just want to remind everybody to dump it ASAP. Dumpitasap.com.
What are you talking about?
What?
Are you talking about taking a shit, flushing babies, or what?
Was it dump it ASAP?
Always.
I talked to that asshole on the radio last night, and he yelled, dump an awful fucking lot.
Here, because right about now it's a whole lot going on that I think a lot of us got some shit to do.
Oh, you can make confessions.
So I just want to put that out there. Dump it ASAP.
I
it's
fuck cats.
Sacred space you all made for everyone.
I fuck cats.com.
Let it all out. So tonight we are gonna dance. This is gonna be a little different share.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be doing some reflections. I'm going to open up the phone lines.
Ooh, we're
going to
look in the mirror.
646-652-2711. And we're going to reflect on our dreams. And we're going to talk about dreams.
I had a dream last night.
Now, it's going to be a little different. But like I said, it may get a little raw. So you may want to put the kitties to bed and, you know, just
kind of put your kitties to bed.
So we're gonna listen to some chill
no
music.
Kittens in this motherfucker.
Get ready to kind of dance. I don't know if you're gonna dance to this. You might just want to go get a cup of tea and just kind of put your feet up, or this might just kind of help you relax. So that's what we're going to kick it off with. Definitely going to listen to some Baby Blue and get it cracking. Yeah, let's get it cracking, Remix family. All right, here we go, here we go.
Dicks!
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves, life will.
The fuck? You want to not do that?
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you.
That's not me playing that.
Just so everybody knows. Yesterday, while Jag TV was at his hotel, I sent him a roll of toilet paper and a handful of tampons.
I may or may not have used the tampons.
Old Neon helped me out with that. I think I had her ask for the room because I thought they were going to recognize my voice.
On a laying versus though, I'd rather lay with you, baby. Bro and panties
matching. The video is up now.
Yeah, Jack made a reenactment. He made a reenactment.
I'll post it.
Someone had made the comment that when I called and he wasn't answering, he probably unplugged the phone and probably fucking did that. Well, he did do that, and that's why I sent the toilet paper and tampons to his room.
I did more than unplug the phone. Check out the video to see what I did.
Oh, yeah, he threw the phone. He threw that motherfucker. Just so you know, this is Dwight at the front desk. You will be brought up on charges.
Crap.
You need a real nigga shouty, so come in, throw that pussy shouty. See, I think you and me.
Jag TV just dropped a link to the video on the IRC chat
room.
I found out who it was. It was Neon who said you probably unplugged the phone.
But that's the nigga on it. She can twist my weed and hit the yak. I can hit Joe tight without the hat. That pussy on the map. I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that ass you got come with attitude and your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. Just when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause your girl.
The thong, girl.
Girl. I'm just sitting boom, boom, boom. Here trying to get to you, babe. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. Tell the truth, for shit was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you. Throw a low key pussy, girl, you knowing that your nigga faded.
That's racist.
Can I hit that pussy way I wanna watch this record play? Put my tongue in different places, play a game of operation. Like, na 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 la la la, you get what I'm saying?
La 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 la.
No metaphors, nothing like that. I'm keeping it straight to the point with you. So, I'm gonna put this dick up off inside of you.
Oh, yeah!
Studios trying to get to you, babe.
WorldHipHopStar.com.
Girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, for sure, it was you in this booth that I was playing.
Get it.
So I'm just sitting in the studio trying to get to you, babe.
Find me a horse. That cat looks nice. I like a big bush.
Cockroaches.
That tastes nice.
Oh, I'm just sitting in the studio trying to get to you, babe.
Miss Blue. Touching.
Oh, yeah.
If Elsie was listening.
Now, I know, some of y'all are like, oh my goodness, what was that? That was for y'all to relax, okay? That was Schoolboy Q, the studio.
That was Dwight doing the remix.
I want y'all to put the babies to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping babies.
Yeah, just want us to kind of, you know, slow it down.
Me too.
We're going to be talking about reflecting on dreams. And
imagine you got like a two-year-old. You're fucking playing that music. The kid's like sleeping and fucking like hip thrusted in the air like it's fucking. So Jesus Christ, turn that off. I turned our kid into a pervert by age 2.5. This is bullshit.
Always Skype in. You can always Skype in, of course.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, very interesting energy out, as I told you all. So definitely you can Skype in. For
yeah, Dashie, so, how fucked up would be if we call back with her number.
Following our dreams while we're in the dark.
We'll try to get her first, and then we'll call back with Miss Blue's fucking number.
Nice. By a lot of the energy on the planet tonight.
Very delicious.
And a lot of things going on, and some of them may seem inexplicable. You know, some of the changes that are happening for us in our personal lives.
They're about to have some nightmares because of the dreams.
Start leading her down this path with the dream. Did you see that fucking unicorn?
Making you kind of change your decisions and your direction. Entirely.
Harold and Kumar escaped from Guantanamo Bay.
You know, a lot of people are following their dreams that they created, and a lot of people are kind of struggling along the path of the dream.
George was riding it, and he was rubbing his fucking dick. You know?
And I think that one of the illusions in the world is that we think of dreams sometimes. We just think of dreams. And
Miss Blue left this bitch in charge to run the show.
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about that, especially on Planet
Reach. I've only got 37 more minutes left to show here.
That we hear people talking about following their dreams.
Start clapping your butt cheeks. Come on, move the show along.
You know, we think that is being like, oh, they following their dreams. Yippee, go you. You got some dreams to follow. Yay. But when you really closely listen to what people say about their dreams,
I'm listening.
You hear very pale and tale. You know,
is if Dream TV doesn't broadcast or upload this after the show, Enigma will cut his fucking balls off.
People can download a dream.
I think they what happened.
Dream. It's been laid down. At accomplishing your dream. So people have
if this doesn't upload, I know what's, or I don't know what's wrong, but if it does, I know I fixed it.
The concept of dream creation and following your dreams and going after what you want and having a dream that you're living for is something that is really important to talk about. I know for me, a dream that I always had was to teach, you know, and definitely is something that I came here to do. And I don't think that anyone could have told me kind of the difficulty in teaching has nothing to do with what you're teaching, you know. And as it being one of my dreams that I wanted to do that, it was just something I always felt so passionate about. But when you get kind of put on the spot and get in the area where you got to actually live out your dreams and you recognize how big it is, sometimes things go haywire, you know. Sometimes things haywire. Sometimes things can go a little crazy. So I always go back to that. How it was when I first got in the classroom and I had hundreds and hundreds of students and they was all looking at me like, you look like you could be in a classroom with us. And what I realized was that the hardest thing about that dream of teaching had nothing to do with content. It had to do with connecting with the people in the audience, connecting with your students, connecting with folks. And so it was lessons to learn along the path of following my dream. you know. And we get a lot of those lessons that are there, and sometimes you might get out there and actually have a chance where you fail, or you get out there and you try your dream out, and you like, oh, that really didn't go the way I wanted it to go. I may have to do something else, you know. So that's kind of what sparked this show, is really thinking about all of kind of the trials and tribulations that go on when you're pursuing your dreams, the things that come up along that path. How do we do that? And what are kind of those messages and that those divine messages that are out there in the world for us about following our dreams, you know, about what happens following your dreams. And so we're going to do something a little different tonight. And the energy is strong, y'all. Like, I know y'all in the chat room can feel it. You can see it. You know what happens whenever we get to kicking that song, right?
Yeah, the N-word is
talking shit or, like, talking sex or something.
The thing that came to me, one of the things that I really thought about as far as our jewels, you know, that I rely on when I struggle with my dreams is music. That's what I rely on. When I struggle
with my dreams,
I rely on music, because music, we know, is so important and so powerful, and it carries that unique message for all of us. So tonight, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be reflecting on the course of our dreams by listening to some songs that speak directly to dreams. And they share very, very, very interesting perspectives on what it is to have a dream and what you go through when you have a dream and the lessons you learn from those dreams. Okay? So we're going to listen to about four songs about dreams. And
are you fucking kidding me, you whore?
Because I want you all to call in and to reflect on what was the message.
You have got to be shitting me. Four fucking songs.
Because you can get a lot of insight.
You've been rambling on for 10 fucking songs.
From hearing someone talk about what happens when you pursue your dream, okay? And
oh,
what I'm going to tell y'all, it ain't all flowers and sugar and candy and roses. It ain't all that. So we're going to start off. We're going to start off by one of the songs that I think is really going to carry a very powerful message.
Oh,
you want
to come along. Somebody needs to reach through the phone and strangle this bitch.
7-1-1.
I'll give it a try.
You want to call there, and,
we almost have to call back. Is Miss Blue's number.
Like I said, make sure the make sure the kitties is in the bed. This is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about dream creation. So let's go ahead and let's get into the first
song.
We
ain't talking about shit. You're fucking playing songs.
Uncle Runkle, she's got to take a massive 20-minute dump, so she needs a 4-song break.
I've heard this song before.
It just says dreams over and over.
This song is seriously like 6-7 years old.
It doesn't mean it's about dreams if it says it like 20 times.
I woke up out that coma 2001. About the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents a nigga with an attitude. Volume 1. Rap critics politicking. Wanna know the outcome. Ready to die. Reasonable doubt and doggy style is one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and all lies on me. I watched the death of working with Dr. Dre was a I had turned black like I was staring out of CD1's glasses.
Ooh, come on.
Like Kanye West coming back from a fatal accident to be making a
record.
We the future. Whitney Houston told me that it's gonna take more than a bullet in my heart to hold me back. Let me eat from my pen, please. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and I brought you all my dreams.
Ha!
the R&B bitch like Maya. When I saw that ass on the front of that King, read the article in the magazine. She love gangsters, love nasty things. So I'm in the glass house having nasty dreams. Good girls never give it up, but anything is possible. If 50 fuck Vivica, hurdle life obstacles, found my way through the maze. The enjoy turn to pain like Frankie Beverly and Maze. Used to dream of being unsigned hype till I was crushed by Dave Mays. Almost let my pen fall asleep on the page. Daydreaming yesterday, dozing off backstage. I thought I saw Easy talking to Jam Master J. So I walked over, heard Jam Master say, it's a hard knock life, then you pass away. They say sleep is the cousin of death. So my eyes wide open, cause the dream is kissing. 40 ounce, let the heat from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and I brought you all my dreams.
My name is Yuri Boyka. I've taken many pieces before, but that one was strange. It smells of asparagus and stale popcorn.
That's what I'm living through. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White
dreams.
House?
Dreams? Oh, my dreams.
Dreams, oh.
What are you doing in prison? Dreams?
What are you doing at the grocery store? Dreams!
Oh, fuck all my dreams!
What are you doing in your dreams? Dreams! Huh? Yeah!
Dreams!
Dreams really do come true!
What?
We need to start a band.
There we go. We'll go on fucking American Idol.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Fuck. What song are you going to be singing today? My song will be Dreams.
Yes.
Is it original? Yes. Okay. Just up there. Dreams. Dreams. Fuck all my dreams.
All dreams.
Yeah. You're fucking like down on the floor, like fucking like humping the floor. Dreams! Okay, you're through to the next round. No problem.
Yeah, easy. One hit wonder.
Oh yeah! This is one fucking song. She's playing four. Shit! Dreams!
All right, Remix Family. That was the first song by Game.
It's called Dreams. Come on.
I would love to hear how this song kind of connected with you all, and definitely just to listen to what the Game talked about. That was on his first album, his first major album,
Dreams,
where he was really sharing kind of his dream. You know, the dream he had to be a rapper, the dream he had to be in the place he was. And so, very powerful song, kind of telling his story of how he got where he was. I'm going to go to the phone lines. You all definitely want to get on. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Get on the line. Let's see who we got on the line tonight. Oh, such interesting energy. Calling in from area code 843. 843, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Dwight.
You are live on the Remix. I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just shocked that I actually got in, but my name is Kevin, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Kevin from South Carolina.
And hi to everybody else, whoever listening.
Hey.
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on with you tonight, Kevin?
Nothing. Actually, I didn't know she was calling. My internet ain't working, so I saved the number. So I just call in to see, you know, where y'all actually at.
Yeah. Did you hear what we're talking about tonight?
far as I know, is Dreams.
It is Dreams. And you heard the song we just played. Did you have anything to share on that?
Well, I'll just share my dream and then I'll let you respond to it.
Okay.
Basically, my dream is I'm young. I just turned 26 years old, but basically my dream is, I say in the next 5 years, number one, to have, like, my own foundation, like, you know, my own house, own business, whatever, et cetera. And, like, wow. I would say, like, two wives.
You said two wives?
Yeah, two women, like, you know, in my life at the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Dreams. That's a dream.
Okay. Yeah, tell
okay,
me about
it. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just.
That's what know. It is. Right. I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah,
so
like,
you want.
You know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to be able to come home and, you know, have two wives.
Mm.
who come to a happy home, you know, a stable home. You know, everybody's happy, everybody's satisfied, everybody doing their own, you know, their own little thing. And, you know,
yeah.
You just have a, you know, a general understanding. So it's not like nobody's jealous of this or that. You know, everybody does their part, but we still, I say, like, all of us contribute to, you know, each other.
Yeah. And what steps have you taken? Like, where are you at on your course to kind of fulfilling this dream?
All right. Just working and might start going back to school. And
okay.
I'm just trying to focus on that, really.
My life goal
right.
is to
get that's a very interesting dream.
Yeah, I mean, I probably got a girl. I just want to say that she maybe would, but I think it's really all her except for all of
us. Yeah. Yeah. Is the two wives, is that because of a particular, are you pursuing like polygamy, or is that just more because you feel that's where you would be happy is having
well,
two wives?
Little boys collect baseball cards, I collect bitches.
Maybe it's both, but you know.
Okay.
I just feel like,
yeah.
Because you know, everybody's, you know, people are satisfied with
just
one person. You know, it's just, I just feel like I wouldn't need 1,000 women, but I feel like two women would be just enough for me, just enough.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you sharing your dream, because that's a real dream right there. That's a real dream. And while you were talking, I pulled a card for you from the Kim deck. Are you familiar with the Kim deck? Do you have the Kim deck?
No, I never had one, but I hear, you know, y'all do it
okay.
for other people all the time.
Yes, definitely. Definitely should get you a Kim deck. They are at MissBlueBlast.com/cards.
MissBlueBlast.com.
But I pulled card number 10, which is Feel Your Spirit. And that's all about movements and details and discernment. And I would say, you know, that dream you just shared definitely sounds like you feeling your spirit. what it is that you want to do, you know. But I would definitely say, you know, maybe you should start kind of jotting down and sketching out how you want to accomplish that dream and kind of putting it down on paper and then maybe even discussing it with your current partner, especially if you plan to kind of incorporate her with it. Because, you know, tonight we're talking about dreams and the course of
dreams.
You know, just from going through it, like a lot of times it takes so much to get to that dream. You know
so
what I mean?
Much.
It takes so much planning
so
and
much.
And all types of
Bring
things
to the
kind of putting it all together. And so since, like you said, you're still young, you're still kind of figuring out what it is you want to do and how you're going to get it may be good to just sit down and kind of sketch out that dream, you know, and share it. Definitely share it. Not meaning you have to make your girl, you know, kind of go along with that. You're right. That's going to be a very interesting conversation when you have it. But it's definitely something that, you know, it's worth discussing in terms of talking about what you want for the future, you know, because that's what dream creation is all about, you know. So definitely, I say, you know, much love to you and your dream. Sure.
I mean, do you, could you, as a woman, do you see yourself being the right, you know, circumstance or whatever? Could you see yourself in that type of situation or environment, you know? Because, you know, I know women tend to be selfish. You know, I need to put you on blast. But, you know,
yeah, you sound bad. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
What I would say is that there are women who are definitely willing to be in polygamous relationships.
That there's an opportunity where I could touch your titties.
You know, there's a lot that is required on the part of the man in that sort of relationship, and that's the part that I think sometimes
dreams
translation, because in polygamous situations, you know, the man is holding down for the family, and he's taking care of the women, he's taking care of the children, they are, you know, well fed, they got a roof over their head, they don't have to worry about anything. And a lot of times people think of polygamy as just being, okay, I got all these women and they here, and you know, I'm gonna take care of them, but not kind of planning for what it would mean to take care of two whole women. You know, it's a lot involved. And so there are women that are willing to do that. And, you know, a lot of people, I know I've studied some on polygamy, and a lot of people have definitely even came
to the
practice, the Asian practice that was done. It was something that was done to build kingdoms and to build family and be able to take care of everyone. So there's a lot of benefits to it.
Bill Clinton with a cigar in the presidential office.
Depends on how it's presented, you know. If it's presented as something that's coming from the man saying, I just want to have two women because I don't think one gonna be enough, that ain't gonna work. I don't know no woman that's gonna be like, okay, you know, at least not a woman you may want to be with for the rest of your life. But
for
it
the rest
really
of your
has
life
a different angle.
Come on, call on the 212, bitch.
Yeah, baby.
Have a really large family. Is it because, you know, you want to have everyone in the same place and you don't want to have to be worried about land and all this other stuff? So that's kind of a part of that detail that needs to be kind of worked out, you know, as you're kind of preparing for this. If it's
everybody
something you
cut your hands.
And I think the other part of it is to really think about the impact on the woman, you know, because the woman is going to have to deal with a lot of things, you know, kind of being in that situation. She's going to have to be and vulnerable and willing to trust that, you know, you're going to be, you know, there for both of them. You know what I mean? And what's to say you ain't going to go out and get another one?
You got
to
eat them both.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it can go really, really well and be beautiful, or it can go really, really bad.
Buy your children gremlins and shit, but you can't get them wet or feed them after midnight.
It's a very delicate situation. That's what I would say.
Situation.
Yeah,
disco duck.
Emotionally, financially.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, bitch? You spend like 15 minutes on one call.
You
fucking whore. She is a whore too.
Everything covered. You know what I mean? And
she's waving her pussy right in his face. You want it? You want it? Just ask for it.
One of. So, two of us.
Oh, I know, ma'am. I know.
Oh, she's got to be high as much as she's fucking laughing.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She got in the fucking Bazza stash. Yeah. Holy shit.
Thank you so much. And definitely keep listening.
Baz, keep that shit under lock and key, man.
I'll come back to you again if you have anything else to share.
Uh-huh. Two and two. Come on.
All right, peace and love, Kevin.
Peace and good luck.
All right.
Aw, that was so beautiful.
212, 212, 212, 212. Come on, bitch. Come on, bitch. 212.
Oh, my goodness. Much love, Outset of Brothers. All right, you all. It's over the call. I did not expect to be talking about polygamy tonight. But
come on, baby.
Just keep it moving. That's too funny. All right, let's go to the next caller on the line, calling in from area code 228.
Oh, 228. Maybe one of us.
Next. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
Damn it.
Trish from Mississippi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Good.
That's awesome. Can't be problem.
Fuck, we have two of them left.
You said you wish you had Kevy Kim problem.
I do want to comment on that. I really like that song. I really like the way they just, you know.
I swear to God. Put a cactus up your ass and detonate it, you dumb bitch.
There's going to be cactus shit everywhere.
Absolutely.
Cactus up your ass and boom goes the dynamite.
I've been trying to get get a reading. I really, on talking about dreams too, I'm tired of dreaming about my ex. What's that all about?
Oh, you are fucking.
Simple, bitch. It's about the penis. The end. Move on to the next.
Would you want to share one of the dreams that you've had about your ex?
I mean, as a matter of fact, yeah. I mean, it was just, as a matter of fact, it was last night, I don't know. We've not been together for 4 or 5 years. She done moved on. She in a different.
Oh shit! It's a turn.
We have a.
Some lesbian action tonight.
So our son stays with her. So I did see him last all month on July.
Our son stays with. Okay, so we have lesbians who adopted a kid.
Trying to get that out of my.
Or the kid was from a previous relationship for one of them.
Really, right. Just trying, I'm trying to do something else.
So, is she trying to continue on the lesbianism, or is she trying to get strictly dickly?
It was small, but it's always an encounter. Her new mate is always in the picture. It's always like we sneaking and stuff like that. So. I don't know.
Dash, you think if we call that other number,
with
that number, she would recognize it?
Right.
Okay. Right. What did you say was the last time that you all were together?
The last time we were together, that was like 2011.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what I will do. I'm going to pull a card for you from the Kim deck.
Okay.
Hang on, that's you.
I wonder if he realizes that that I'm broadcasting. Disco duck. Oh yeah, I got put on hold, by the way. It's just me now. Let's rap. DJ J. It's just me now.
Yeah.
So,
let's rap.
DJ
Jeff, never mind, about
you, I'm back.
I was going to start rapping the echo again.
We'll be talking about tonight about whole dream creation and what goes on in the dark. What's going on behind the scenes?
Oh,
you know,
like a sex machine.
Everything and what you feel on the inside is really what's kind of coming out in these dreams. And so while you all may have moved on physically, you all may have moved apart from each other, you all might be seeing other people. Or
come on, slut.
There's still...
You're not a doctor whore. Well, you may be Dr. Whore, but you're not a Dr. Whore.
They're coming out in these dreams. You know, Miss Blue always talks about dreams and how everyone...
Dreams!
You know, representing us on just multiple levels. And so, if you think about these dreams you're having about your ex, y'all creeping around and stuff, you know, think about what the feeling? What is the root of that? So is there a part of you that still kind of wants that? You know, is there a part of you that still kind of thinks,
You want it?
If I saw her one day, would we maybe meet up? And if there isn't, then that's what needs to be expressed. And so I would encourage you, because I'm a big writer, so I'm always going to give you something to write. I'm going to tell you something to write. I would encourage you
to go ahead,
spend some time about her and writing a letter.
Yeah.
And in that letter, you're going to close everything out.
Now, I want to put it in her ass. Please, listen, Dwight, don't talk to her like that, okay? Yuri doesn't fucking approve of this.
Because she might come call in on a remix like, where is this essay? Because she told us. don't sit on the
disco, disco duck.
Those feelings. All of those things.
Disco.
Still buried that are dealing with her. Because that's why you're dreaming about her. That's why you're calling and asking about her tonight.
Yeah.
You may have thought you moved on. There's still part of you that's still there.
Ooh.
And that's what power is all about. It's going to be all of these signs and symbols that show up.
Hey, I can make a bunch of bullshit up, too.
You got to still deal with something.
This is fucking
and
magical.
So I put this letter in a
her energy, because sometimes I think that, you know, really, I'm thinking I'm was probably a little better than what she got. So,
Jesus Christ, I about fell asleep and then I heard that squeal.
Did
you kiss each other's assholes and make a love connection?
Just say, she better than what she got, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't even know how she made the move like that, you know, like.
Oh, that shit be wild.
When we were together, you know, she had a hold on me, so maybe she still, you know, I don't know. But
let me tell you something, Trish. This is something else, y'all. Oh my goodness. So here's the interesting thing about that, though, and even, you know, going back to like,
I just wanted to pick up like either us or one of us.
Oh,
you know?
She's got to pick up because I got to yell at this.
It
bitch.
Doesn't have anything to do with her energy in that sense.
She doesn't
it's
know what's coming.
Still keeping you there in that.
There's
sense.
A lot of us waiting on hold with her right now.
I know will be open to hear this. This is all you. This is all.
What was funny about that, bitch? Why are you laughing?
Nothing at all.
Part of you being open.
This isn't Miss Blue, Dashy. This is someone subbing for her.
A comment about the person she's with now, and this is really sister to sister speaking right now. Because trust me, I know that there's a huge part of us as women.
Miss Blue, she said, was listening from afar that she was doing something else tonight.
Ask for somebody else. We look them up and down. We give them that look like, you know.
Apparently, this is the Katie K show of BTR.
Two
calls in 45 minutes.
That's what we do. But so much of that judgment is still tied to the hurt and the pain and the things that you all dealt with.
Apparently, they don't know they're doing a radio show. Like they think they're just bullshitting with their friends on the phone. Oh, tell me, girl, tell me.
You wouldn't even look at them. You wouldn't even pay attention to it. You know what I mean? It wouldn't even be a comment for you, you know?
Okay,
so that goes back to that lightning power, you know?
No, well, let me just tell you this. Okay, so it's been like, you know, I'm just like all this energy, boy, and I got a lot of sexual energy. I don't know what to do with it. It's just like everything. You know, ain't nobody off limits these days. You know what I'm saying? it's like ain't nobody off limits. I don't know. And you know, I haven't been with men in, you know, over 20 years, so that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm considering it, so I'm just like, what is going on with you? So I'm really trying to find out what kind of. I don't know, maybe some spirit guides or something that maybe could help me out with a little bit of this.
I'll tell you this. as you start, what what's driving all of this, and again, like, I love the Kim deck so much because one card can tell you everything. Everything is
coming. Hold the fucking card already, you whore, and move on.
You have to deal with this situation with your ex, and you have to be able to kind of move forward with it. So all of the sexual energy, all of this stuff making you feel like you just run around and bust wherever you at.
You used to have sexual energy when you've never been with this person in five years.
You running around like that. It's because all of this is trying to force you to deal with all of that energy that you store, that you buried away, that right, is tied to that relationship. Yeah. And so the first step is going to be really releasing all of the hurt, the pain,
fucking whore,
all that, and getting that out. And part of that will come out when you write this letter. And I mean, you're going to write the most brutal letter, honest letter, put it all out on there and get it out.
You are going to go ahead.
Everything that you feel, all of that, you're going to get it all out in that letter. And then as you start to move forward with that, you'll be able to deal with the sexual energy, because the sexual energy is creative energy. It's another way for you to look at that. It's creative energy.
Are
so
you
think
serious,
about things
you whore?
Art, it could be music, it could be dance, whatever those things are.
Too much time trying to call
you need to replace that activity. Right. Right now, the reason that you go into sex is because you
want to call or another song before she gets with us.
To get
I'm going
to flip
my fucking
this is what I would do. I'm going to go ahead.
I'm
going to
blow my load on her.
You know what, really, I don't. This is more sexually kind of, you know, feeling I've had. I'm not a very sexual active person. I'm a very lazy
not sexually active. No, I mean the creative energy, not sex. Oh, okay. I mean the creative energy, because that's what that is. That sexual energy, it's creative energy.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Phil, you dumb bitch.
Maybe this feeling of you being horny, because that's a lot of times what might drive that if you don't have another avenue to direct that energy towards. You know, so if you want to go dance, if you want to go, you know, start a new project, if you want to
that's what I always thought of. Hey, you know, I really want to fuck right now, but I'm going to go dance.
I don't think she needs to be in the tour class.
You know what? I'm horny as shit, but I think I'm going to go play some Pokemon.
I think it works, okay?
Oh, my God.
But seriously, I really think that the writing.
What about Gary Brodsky Dashing?
See that? That's what I'm saying. That's why Phil needs to be in the charts class. No, but I think
you would slap these bitches because he's an alpha.
Definitely going to help you a lot.
So would Rosebud. He would have these bitches getting 18 pickles on his goddamn sandwich.
And you will mail that letter back to yourself. So you go ahead and put it in the mail.
Mail the letter back to yourself.
Send it out. And then you're going to get it back, read it again, and see how those feelings are when you read it back to yourself. Because, again, you wrote this, so you're going to read it back to yourself. Once you have that last time of reading it, you're going to write in another journal, something that you keep for yourself. You're going to reflect on that, and then you're going to take that letter.
You're going to write yourself another letter and mail yourself another letter and just keep going.
And so that's
correspond
how you're
gonna with yourself.
Out. Now, the sexual energy, you're going to have to work with
holy
that
dumb fuck.
Someplace else. But right now, it's coming to light like
she's approaching the level where I might do that, George.
Light and power you got going on to make
that's
you
that's the level she's getting.
Whatever residual you got with the ex.
Right.
So it's going to keep coming up
that.
Until you deal with it.
I believe that.
Motherfuck this bitch.
I'm going to ruin her fucking night as soon as she answers.
Cars on the barbecue grill, and I thought I was doing something, you know.
Now we're talking about barbecue. What in the fuck is going on?
Okay, I got one more question.
Oh my God.
Like move in the near future for me, because I'm kind of stuck on whether
she's not a psychic, bitch.
Somewhere else. I've been here a couple of years. Ready to kind of move around. I like to move around and stuff. I'm just trying to see if, but I like it here because I can sit back and.
You're going to hell. Let Dwight predict that for you. You're going straight to hell.
Do you want to move or do you want to move?
I'm trying to go to New Orleans.
Where do you want to move? Okay, that's where you're going. You're going to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I feel like something
problem solved.
I'm really into history and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I get to do a lot of research here, but it's like real slow here. It's hard to deal with these people here. So.
Funny. Well, I pulled another card for you, and funny.
Another card? Are you serious?
Was Dream Creation.
Fuck.
Right on time. That's the show tonight. It's about Dream Creation.
She just said that she could do a lot of research here because it's slow.
If you want to make.
What the fuck was funny about that?
Go ahead and start. A plan.
Sloth died because it's
all about
2 o'clock, and he had his timer set for shit to
things in place.
At least at 2. Go ahead and make that happen.
Orleans is your dream place. I say go for it. Angie feels good.
That was expected.
Okay, that sounds real
wonderful,
good.
Trish. I can't wait.
212 or at least somebody in the chat.
I can't wait to hear.
I've been waiting to hear back from you.
I slap myself.
I'm about to pussy fuck somebody.
Oh, you hear that? I'm slapping myself.
I responded. I responded. So check your email. I definitely responded. Okay. Yes, I did. Right. Wonderful. Right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I can't wait to connect with you, Ben.
Okay.
All
right.
If this next one's not one of us, I'm probably going to bitch slap.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, keep talking.
Yes. I will definitely tell Miss Blue. Yes, much love to you too, Trisha. All right, hold the line.
Pick it up.
Oh, I love the Remix family. Off the chain, okay. Woo! All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and move to the second song. our theme for the night. Y'all is too funny. Woo! I see love is on the mind of the Remix family.
Not me. My dick's about to be on the line.
So I'm going
to
go ahead and play the next song, which is right in line with what we've been talking about. So. All
right, bitch. Do what we're going to do, Dashy.
Calling, that's her number.
We're calling the original host, the one that she's substituting for. This is bullshit.
We're going to tell her.
We're going to tell Miss Blue what a shitty job this whore's doing.
Hey, you've reached Lazy Girl Creations. Press 1 for new services and press 2 for technical support. Thank you.
Please wait while I try to connect you.
Hi, I'm currently not available. So please leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
Whore! Whore again!
Cactus.
Alright, let's call the show back, but as her number. I don't know if she will recognize it or not. Wait a minute, he thinks this is her. Dashie's running some machines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he said, never mind, go fuck yourself. It's not very nice, Dashy. Oh, yeah? Blog Talk Radio?
You are now in the host queue.
The bitch is, if she doesn't recognize this number, we just went to the bottom of the fucking list. Well, we're supposed to be calling the ex.
Yeah.
Showing that ass.
Treating her bad, whatever.
It's a shitty radio show.
I showed my dick. Dreams fucking that ass. If you only knew how many times. Yeah. That big view. Quite so that you find. Yeah. Going out the mile.
This is Miss Blue.
Oh, God, there's got to be something on fucking better than this. She's like, what's your name? Are you from? Hi, this is Dwight. I like Cheerios.
Right.
Talking about his dream with a woman that he plans to encounter. I personally feel like D'Angelo was singing that song to me, but, you know, I love me some D'Angelo. But that is an idea of, you know, a dream he's having, about being with this beautiful woman and really how, you know, that he gets lost in her by looking at her, him and his dreaming eyes, you know. So, is this another song? 665-2-2711. Definitely want to hear you all share on this one. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 520-520. You are live on the remix.
I had a dream. What I want to do is, I want to have enough money.
Not gonna do it, Bobo. Go on to the next call.
What? Oh, that bitch skipped me.
Code 501. You are live on the remix.
Fire on the CIA dash. We're calling back.
Hi, Esther. This is Sophia from Arkansas.
God damn it.
Hey, Sophia. Hey. What's going on?
What'd she do that for? Did she know? Did she realize it was her number?
They used to be on Talk Real Solutions. I used to call in all the time and fuck with
Welcome
them.
To Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to the host, you are now in the host queue.
Time for it.
Oh, this is a perfect time to get in on the line. Cause my dream,
I'll call and just do her laugh. Like,
you know.
Oh, I know you.
So big. And so, you know, I'm trying to get them to manifest the game song That speaks to a lot of dreams.
All right. No, kill this Dashy. I can't wait on the line to listen to this bitch anymore. I think I'm going to call it for the night. Yeah,
it's going over it in your head, but you're not taking it.
Yeah, the first hour was shit. Then we started hitting some stuff, and then the next 2 hours was nothing. So I'm calling it for the night. Dwight won't be on again until Tuesday for Mop Riding with Dwight. Well, hang on. We'll get a call on Nunu's number.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to bail with without calling his shit, because I told him I'd do it. So let me paste the number in here. I don't know how it needs to be formatted. Jag or Dashy could probably handle that. So we'll call this one number. Again, I'll be on Tuesday, 10 o'clock East, to do Mop Riding with Dwight. Of course, Wednesday, I'll be on. That's a later show. That's Blog Talk Tonight with Dwight. That's an 11:30 show, 'cause 11:25, because Gary goes on at 11:30. I want to hear him explain why he missed last week. Plus, we can all start calling him and asking him random things. So, Mr. I don't know what CID is set, but Mr. Dashy can dial whenever. And this is Vernon. This is the last thing fucked up. I'm just calling Vernon.
Hey,
Tim,
6857.
Hey, is this Vernon?
Oh.
Oh, that motherfucker. You don't hang up on me.
Bend over my knees, touch your elbows.
Call that motherfucker back.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Fuck you, Vernon. Good evening. This is the pedophilia hotline. Are you ready for prison, sir? Are you all packed, ready to go? That's pretty much what Nunu wants me to ask him, if he's ready for prison. Nunu says he won't pick up this early. Oh, okay. Pedo is Vernon, blah, blah, blah. There's his phone number. He liked to touch boys in the 60s, 70s, and he is now 71. See if he's all ready for prison and looking forward to it. So that's what we're trying to do.
And he hasn't answered us yet.
Yep, fire one more at him, Dashy. See if he answers, being a local number now. Up, we'll fire one more at him with the same caller ID. So that's the show. He's not answering. I'm starting to get fucking tired. It's late or early, whatever the fuck you want to say, depending on where you live. So, again, I'm ending my shit. Everybody tune in to, the Matt fucking Hillock show tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what time he goes on. It's usually 10-ish or so. I jump on and he'll be in the middle of a show. Everyone make sure to tune into him on Mixler.
He's on his own Mixer. I don't think he broadcasts on Print Call Nation.
LTM.
Oh, yeah. And I will be on Tuesday for my show, 10 p.m. East. And again, Wednesday, I'll do Blog Talk Tonight again. That'll be 11:25 East, since Gary starts at 11:30. And we'll see if we can't wreck his world. You know, maybe man him up. Make him into a true alpha.
Yeah.
Because last week was definitely a beta or a zeta showing. He bitched out. But, alright people, we're going to bow the fuck out of here. And I'm going to go find a nice glory hole to fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, I think I might go get the fucking hole saw and make my own.
Good shit.
And I hope there's somebody on the other end that's a female and not some type of animal or a tranny, because that'd be fucked up.
Damn it, yeah, that would.
No, Dashie, I'm not making a glory hole in the oven and turning it on. That'll be fucked up.
The stove is fine.
Yeah, although it is a nice way to get a tan on your penis. So, all right, I'm out of here. So, let's see here. Jag, anything you want to say before you're out on your ass?
No, just I'm live on Friday. I'll be doing the contest results.
Yep, make sure to go check out his YouTube as he explains how I sent toilet paper and condoms, or not condoms, but toilet paper and tampons to his room. Out on your ass.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Bend over, make your knees, touch your elbows!
Bend over, make your knees, touch your elbows! Bend over, make your knees touch your elbows.